Hi. The Colin Mann and Timmy podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. I had the Care people over to the house last week to do a little routine checkup because the air conditioner is running a lot now. And I thought everything was fine, but they say, hey, there's a little fuse thing that's off here. We're going to replace it because if we don't replace it, your air conditioning is going to go out. It's going to be 100 and you're going to die. They didn't say that. They just said it'll be uncomfortably hot. And I said, thank you, Care Heating and Cooling. And thank you for sponsoring the podcast. And they said, who are you? And I said, I'm Anthony Rothman. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
T1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Tyler Danberg, number one Ohio State, welcomes UCLA Saturday at 7:30 in its first clash with the Bruins since 2001. Pregame coverage on the Fan starts at 6 p.m. Top 25 football, number 19 Louisville hosts Clemson tonight. Number 7 Oregon welcomes Minnesota at 9. High school football, notable Columbus area regional semifinal games, Upper Arlington versus Pick Central, Olentangy Liberty at Olentangy Berlin, R.J. Day and St. Francis de Sales host Massillon, Washington. NFL Bengals visit the Steelers Sunday at 1. Steelers activated former Buckeye quarterback Will Howard off injury reserve. They also re-signed former OSU running back Trey Sermon. Browns host the Ravens Sunday at 4:25. This update sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Awaken 180 wants to thank Columbus by offering $500 off every new program now through Thanksgiving. Awaken180weightloss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on the Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The following is intended for immature audiences only.
There's no such thing as a radio rating system.
But if there were, this show would be rated O as in...
Oh my God, this show is so stupid. These people should be in jail. Let's begin.
Good afternoon.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy. Featuring Panama Ted.
Ted's a fun guy.
And the crazy soundboard.
Hola.
I'm Dennis Farina.
So much.
I even made just a little bit of a diagram for you.
56 and correct. Walk.
You little weasel.
Turn off your brain and unzip your pants. Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Happy Friday. Welcome in. It's Football Friday. It's also Adam King Friday.
Oh, that's beautiful.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
You got the suit on. You dressed up just for me today.
I did. Actually, I dressed up for Ted, but I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Are you doing a lot of TV today?
I have to go right from here to the Horseshoe, where Ohio State will play a game, and we will preview it.
You could have told me no. You didn't have time for me today.
I always have time for you, okay? When I wake up in the morning, the only person I have time for is you.
Not Lene Kukua?
Only you.
All right. Only you. How you doing over there, Ted?
I'm doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Beautiful. Thermostat's broken in here again.
It is 1,000 degrees.
It's too hot.
Mm-hmm. It's all right. You know what's ironic, too, is that all we do on this radio station is run commercials for heating and cooling companies that say, same day, we'll be there. Yet the higher-ups here at this place, I guess, don't call those people.
My favorite part is every time that you guys have something wrong with this studio, I come in the following week, and it's never just something simple. They've got the whole ceiling ripped out, stuff's leaking everywhere. Like, mm-hmm. It's never just been like, oh, we need to replace the batteries. It's always like, well, we're going to have to remove the roof of the studio to make sure that Common Man's comfy.
It's hot. We have asbestos in here. King is here. Big giant cockroach. Nicole's going to be here for the 5 o'clock hour.
A lot of people have asked me about Timmy. How's Timmy doing? I haven't spoken to him.
Timmy had his vasectomy yesterday. He was like clicking his heels yesterday. He said, what's the big deal? Then I talked to him this morning, and he said that he was feeling it.
You know what was beautiful?
He slept on it, and, you know.
Yeah. My dad is an avid listener of you guys, and my dad, he knew that Timmy wasn't going to be here. And then he proceeded to tell me his story of that surgical procedure, and I could have done without that. I could have said, hey, you know, Dad, I don't need to know how you woke up the next morning and it felt like there were 3,000 pounds around your waist, you know?
But he didn't want any more of you.
Listen, the fact that I'm here is remarkable. He saw that and he's like, that's enough. That is absolutely enough.
You were born with cloven hooves.
You
ever see the movie The Omen?
No.
No?
Kind of scary.
It's a good one.
kind of scary.
Son of the Devil.
Yeah, that's like Damian. Too freaky for me. I don't like I'll do jump scare movies. That's too much.
No, see, I don't like the jump scare.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't like that.
See, I have a thing with like ghosts and all that stuff. Like, I don't mess with you. You don't mess with me. All right. Like, people say like, oh, do you believe in ghosts? Like, I don't know. Don't ask me because I don't mess with ghosts. They don't mess with me. Like, we're just living our life. All right. And like, so with jump scares, like, that's not real. Like, jump scares aren't a real scare. I can't stand movies when it's like real, like The Strangers, where they like go to that house and terrorize them. That's not me.
Well, I mean, that's not real either.
They're not really doing it. But
yes, it could happen.
Creep, like do you remember when the clowns were running around? Like, do you remember this?
No.
Teddy, you remember this when there were like clowns that were loose and like terrorizing people.
This is a real story.
In the real world. That was the most horrifying thing ever. There were clowns all over the United States that were just like standing in woods and scaring people.
Get the hell out of here. That is my
nightmare.
Teddy, that's not real.
I remember that. Yeah, that happened.
First of all, what are you doing in the woods?
I'm not in the woods.
If you go in the woods, you deserve to be scared by clowns.
Killer clowns.
You're up to no good.
Inside the terrifying hoax sweeping. This was 2016. It was all about all these clowns that were running around, and they were just trying to scare people. Some of them had, like, machetes. Yeah. I'm like, that's my worst nightmare. Awful.
Don't go in the woods.
They were coming out of the woods at times.
they were at kids' soccer games.
It was horrifying.
All right, we got a big program today. Go to jail Friday. Go to jail coming up at 3:46. Also, send us your tales of jail. You can get in touch with us on X at Man and Timmy 971. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Or send an email. goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Thank you, Teddy. Pick your parlay at 5 o'clock. Final walkthrough. Timmy's not here, but he has recorded a final walkthrough. We will have that at 5:30. Jackets had me crapping myself last night. Now they hold on to win, but again, they're playing back on their heels, and it's manifested itself now into a psychological issue. They were talking about it after the game. Everybody in that arena could feel it slipping away. Now, the good news is you held on. You got the 2 points, but this is something you have to nip in the bud because they're playing scared down the stretch with a lead.
The fact that they are 9-7 right now is remarkable because you're right. It feels like they are playing with fire. I mean, it was the Oilers last night. It was also probably scary because that was the team that did it to him literally a week in advance.
Yeah, but it's not just them.
I know it's happened, what, like 3 times already this year? That's my point. The fact that they only have 7 losses, it feels like more with the way that these games have snuck away at the last moment.
Travion Henderson had 3 touchdowns last night.
You know,
Patriots win.
I like that the Patriots said, we're gonna feed this guy. And then you know what they did? They actually fed him. They said, hey, we're going to give him the ball a lot. And then they did.
What do you think of those uniforms?
I loved them.
So you did?
Oh, I hated them.
You're such a tradition.
I hated them.
No, I like some of the new stuff. That's BS.
No.
I just don't know why you have to take colors that aren't yours.
Well, that's the fun part.
No, it's not the fun part. That's stupid. Toy around with retros.
Colors.
No, it's not.
It's a shade of blue and red and white. They had the red Nike swoosh.
That's my problem with the Blue Jackets cannons. Everybody always loves the Blue Jacket cannon jerseys. I hate them. It's a different shade of blue. It's not Union blue.
That's a little nitpicky. Those cannon jerseys are electric.
No, they're played. It's too much.
Do you not believe in happiness?
Come up with another alternate.
What's wrong with that? Like, okay, so if you want to come up, what do you want them in? Bright red?
They only have three colors. You know what, though? I actually would like the current crest, which, by the way, used to be the alternate, and it was awesome. So they decided to make it the permanent,
yeah,
which I have no problem with. I would like to see a red top. Yes, I would. I'd like to have that over the cannon.
Do you not understand how jarring that's going to look on the white floor, the white ice?
Well, nobody else does this. Have you met the Canadians and the Blackhawks?
Yes, but the shade, we're talking about shades. They're talking about shades.
I hope a killer clown comes into this studio right now. Takes both of us out. Yeah.
That's my worst nightmare. Oh. The shade of red is so bright when you really look at it, when you really get after
it. Is it going to burn your retinas?
Yes, it's going to burn your retinas.
You know what I'd like to see?
Retinas.
I would like to see the current 25-year anniversary logo that they have.
As a jersey?
As a jersey.
I could see that.
Yeah, I like that.
It surprised me that they didn't do that. Now, their argument is we just came up with a new sweater for the outdoor game last year, the stadium series. So that's why they didn't. But I thought that they would do that, and that would be cool.
Yeah, but they're not wearing that one. They wore it one time. Bring it back. Circle it back.
I just work here, all right? I am just conveying to you.
You got pull over there. They listen to you.
I'm just conveying to you what their argument was. I will say, of all the things, I would like to see a Stinger jersey. I think that would be really cool. Lean into Stinger, you know? No? You're not on board?
Yeah, it's fine.
I think that's like
you have Stinger. You've got Stinger on the sleeve.
Yeah, but like a full green Stinger.
What do you want to be, the Dallas Stars?
No.
With their highlighter green
that
uniforms?
Like the, what is that, the
you
Seahawks?
Talk about burn your retinas.
Talk about the Seahawks in the NFL. That is the ugliest uniform on earth.
Can you agree with me, though, that there's no place for Buckeye football alternates?
I don't agree. None?
None. I'm done with it. I don't want it. I hate it. A couple years back when they threw the alternates on for the Michigan game, they got the black stripe helmets and no.
I will say, when you look back, like when you, I think of Boom Heron when they beat him that year and Boom Heron was in those all whites, the weird red stripe. Those are the ugliest uniforms I've ever seen.
Let me tell you something. If you can keep beating them every single year, you can go out there naked. For all I care, let's fix that problem first.
I don't disagree with the idea of not wearing them for the Michigan game. I thought that was interesting because that's for the longest time is what they did, is they wore them for the Michigan game. That because don't you love
well,
the
for the longest time it was like a 5-year stretch.
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I guess they changed the way that they do the alternates. Like remember they wore them against Penn State. They wore the blackout against Michigan State. They didn't do it in that game, but for 5 straight years that was it. And so I think when you do that, that iconic Ohio State-Michigan photo, it's not as iconic because you're like, what?
I agree with
your first thought when you look at it isn't, oh, wow, look at that. It's what are they wearing?
We have some interesting games in college football this weekend. We're going to talk about them with Adam King and Timmy Sack. Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got some slowdown due to an accident that's on the right shoulder of northbound 71 on the north side after East Broad Street. And keep an eye out for a disabled vehicle if you're on westbound 270 on the north outer belt after 71. This report is sponsored by FranklinCrisisCare.org. Are you or someone you know feeling overwhelmed by a mental health or addiction crisis? The Franklin County Crisis Care Center is now open 24/7 with care from certified peers and professionals. Learn more at FranklinCrisisCare.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Monday Night Football on The Fan 2. Catch the Cowboys and Raiders live from Vegas. Fan coverage starts Monday at 8 on 1460 AM and The Fan's HD2.
Sponsored by Roosters, a fun casual joint.
Your radio home of the NFL. The Fan. The
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Partly cloudy skies are expected here for your Friday as temperatures warm up into the upper 50s here for this afternoon. Winds fairly light at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. And then as we head into the weekend, we're tracking even warmer temperatures here for Saturday with highs in the mid-60s. But mostly cloudy skies are expected and a chance for rain showers here as a cold front arrives as we head into the evening. And that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
bet. ESPN Bet Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sports book of Common Man and Timmy. Weekdays at 3. The Fan.
If the authorities looked at their Instagram accounts, they'd be arrested immediately.
Daddy, what are you doing?
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Clear? Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care, Heating, and Cooling. Adam King is in for Timmy. Timmy had his sack ripped open yesterday, but he's recovering. He should be back on Monday.
I don't think they ripped it open. I think that's a little descriptive.
They cut it open. I mean, what's the difference?
From the story that I got, it's not that invasive.
I had it.
You had it?
I can speak to it.
Are you okay? And you were awake?
Yes, you're 100% awake.
I did not know that. That's the craziest part of this.
They don't put you to sleep for that.
That's awful. I wish I would pay them to put me to sleep. I don't want to be awake for that. Not a chance. What am I supposed to do?
Make friendly conversation?
Not a chance. Nope. Put me to sleep.
Got to tell you a little story. When I went in for
mine, know that I want to hear this.
So they bring you in the room and you lay down on like the butcher block table, the butcher paper, and you're spread eagle. And they prep you. You're in a gown and just sort of waiting with stuff hanging out.
Nice.
And it's very cold in that room.
I would imagine.
Very cold in that room. Also, I'm very nervous. So things were not really presenting themselves as they usually do. And usually there's nothing to write home of. But even this case scenario, it was like internal. It was so small that I started to get self-conscious. So I start like...
No!
Flicking
no!
it.
No!
At least trying to get it to be a normal size. Oh. And then the nurse came in and I detected her disgust.
I can imagine.
I wasn't flicking it in her presence. I just...
Yeah, you just admitted to a crime.
No.
That is awful. Goodness gracious.
You'll be there someday, King.
That's horrifying.
You'll be there someday. All right, college football this weekend. We have the latest edition of Who Wants to Win the ACC tonight. Louisville is hosting Clemson. I have no idea who is going to come out of this ACC conference. I also do not think, and I would say the same thing. You know this about me. If it were the Big Ten playing musical chairs and it was a bunch of garbage, I do not like the idea of automatic bids. I don't like it. I want it to take the 12 best teams, the end.
I like the idea of automatic bids only because but it doesn't work in the way that it should. Because if they ever get rid of the buys, which I think may happen in the future, I think we start adding more teams, then you have to have the automatic bids, because then I think the lowest conference champ would play the one seed and it would give them, like whoever comes out of the ACC is going to be either the 11th or 12th seed, you would assume, unless they run the table here. And so the only beneficiary of that is the team that gets to play them in the first round. It's a no, like if Georgia Tech comes out, I mean, Georgia Tech's scrappy, they've got Haynes King, but like Virginia's fraudulent, like that's just a buy for whoever gets that in the first round. So I guess the only way that I would be okay with it is if they removed the buys, then giving the one seed that kind of cakewalk is how it should be. But you shouldn't be rewarded to be a five seed and get to play Virginia.
Exactly.
That's embarrassing.
Speaking of the ACC, we have Notre Dame at Pitt tomorrow at noon. Now, technically, this is not a conference game, and that got Pat Narduzzi in some hot water this week.
That was one of the craziest things I've ever heard.
Because he's an idiot. This guy cannot help himself. He stands up there and he says, yeah, if I was coaching in the Big Ten, we win the Big Ten pretty much every single year. It's not that hard. Okay. That's pretty damn easy. And here he says, yeah, they can hang 100 on us. It doesn't matter. It's not an ACC game. What are you talking about? You're at home?
Can you?
Game day is there? It's a huge game.
Can you imagine if Ryan Day went into the Texas game like this? Said, it's not a conference game. You still win the conference, get the bye. Who cares?
Yeah, if we lose by 50, yeah, what's the difference? Cares?
I mean, if anybody, imagine if Kalen DeBoer, when they were playing Florida State, said, they're not in a conference.
Well, then he came out and said, I misspoke. I was just trying to take some pressure off my team. Yeah, that's the complete opposite of Ryan Day. I was talking about this yesterday with Dom, where he said, Ryan Day has come out publicly and said, our goal is to be the first team in this playoff system and the first team at Ohio State to ever win back-to-back national championships.
Yeah.
Right? And that is putting pressure on his guys. He's not downplaying anything. He's saying, this is what we are built to do. This is what I expect us to do. Let's go out and do it. Meanwhile, Pat Narduzzi is trying to say, if you lose by 100, no big deal. Not a conference game.
It's the as much as I use this as almost a joke sometimes because it's said so much, the standard's a standard at Ohio State. And no matter how much you walk in there and say, it doesn't matter this week, it matters. It matters every week. The goal is always to win a national title at Ohio State. And it's like somebody, Eli Drinkwitz came out and said, well, it shouldn't be just playoff or bust in this modern world of college football. That's so sad. Grow up. Yes, it should.
Yes, it should.
What do you want to enjoy the Alamo Bowl? I mean, it's if you want to be taken serious as a program, then you have to walk in it to every game. Now, rule number one, expect to win every game. Even if you don't, you got to expect to win every game or at least strive to. How do you think these guys feel in the locker room? They're like, well, coach said if we lose by 100, we're fine. How does that make me want to go play hard for coach? Oh, sorry, coach, I dropped the ball there. Well, you know, you said if we lose, we're fine.
At certain places, certain programs, it is playoff or bust. Krenzel was in here yesterday. He said, I cannot foresee a scenario unless there's some sort of just absolute nightmare where Ohio State doesn't make the playoffs every single year.
It would be a disaster.
I mean, that's at 12 and they're going to expand it to 16 and then that's even more true. I mean, it would not happen even when you have a down. Last year you found yourself a 2-loss football team and you lost to Michigan again. And yet you still made the playoffs. You're hosting a playoff game.
You're right. And the crazy part of that, because of all the seeding, it moves around. But they were the 6th seed. A 2-loss Ohio State was the number 6 team in the committee's eyes.
Right.
They were an 8 seed, but they were the number 6 team. That's crazy.
So imagine what you have to do
to fall
if you're
10
Ohio
spots
State.
Out of that.
Right.
You've got to have 4 losses. And if there's 4 losses, things have gone, I mean, horribly sideways.
We saw it with James Franklin, right? James Franklin goes out and he wins 2 playoff games last year. I mean, this guy's within 1 game of going to play for a national championship. And now he's out on his ass. And I'm not saying that he shouldn't be. There was more, obviously, that led into that. But you would think, well, 2 playoff victories, I mean, that should at least get you through a year. Nope. I tell you, the game has changed. And it's a combination of a lot of things. You know, Nick Saban bitches and moans about how this is not the same game and it's not right. And guys like James Franklin need more opportunities. But he's the one that helped change it. He's the one that turned coaching into a sideshow, helped turn coaching into a sideshow. He shows up. They buy his house. He's got a car dealership. Right. He's writing his own check for the most part. And then there's extra pressure that comes with that. Now, Saban was good enough to face the pressure and most of the time succeed.
Yep.
But if you're James Franklin, you got to produce. Right? I mean, you got to produce in big games. We have seen lots of coaches fired midseason. And then you see what's happening at Wisconsin with Luke Fickell.
Which is wild that they're bringing him
back.
It's
totally wild. And look, I'm not sitting here hoping for Luke Fickell to get fired. He's a nice guy. He's a nice Buckeye, all that. But you've seen what big-time programs with big-time expectations have done. They've held their coaches accountable. They hold their programs accountable.
You know, the one thing that, and somebody in the chat, they didn't mean this, but they said if Ohio State has a 4-loss season, I don't want them in the playoffs because you don't want to see that. Nothing annoys me more than that mantra. If Ohio State has 11 losses and they get into the playoffs, everybody wants
these stupid scenarios. It's never going
to
happen.
But people last year, they said, I don't even want to see this team. They just lost to Michigan. I don't want to see them. Guess what they did? They won a national title.
I understand. But you're also living in a moment of disgust. You have to let people live in the filth, in the muck.
I don't like the muck.
But you have to understand the muck. You don't have to like it, but you understand it.
But like if Ohio State went up to the Big House this year and things went sideways. And somebody will say, I don't ever want to see this team again. I don't even want to play in the Big Ten Championship. What?
let them have their time to grieve. Why can't people be upset after huge losses?
You could be upset. But why do people have to be overly dramatic after huge?
Because that's our nature.
It is
because we're people and we're flawed and stupid and we're reactionary.
I just hate it. It's like, no, you're allowed to say this is the worst loss ever and I don't ever want to see this again, but still say, hey, but in 2 weeks, they're going to be in the playoff and we can all move forward. Where were you last year, Monday after Ohio State lost? Where were you mentally?
Lost Michigan game?
Yeah.
Incensed.
Is that the one where you guys blew through the brakes?
No, that was 2 years ago.
That was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
That's sad. I feel
the way. Which horrible loss are we talking about now? No, that was 2 years ago. Last year was the one where I threatened not to come in unless they let me say whatever the hell I wanted to say.
Nice. Which is literally just your day-to-day.
Which they do anyway.
Yeah,
I was picking a fight that didn't exist.
Yeah.
I was like, you're going to not censor me! And then I get like an email from management. We weren't planning on it. Look forward to seeing you on Monday. Say whatever you want. And I'm like, you're damn right! I'll say what I want. Yes, we're looking forward to it. Okay, bye-bye.
And then they emailed you back and they said, just to be clear, we have never once tried to in our lives. I don't really know where that anger came from.
Well, they have. I mean, it's been quite a while.
It's been a while.
It's been a while, Stained. It's been a while. It's been a while. You know what I got? I got you. I'm not going to tell you what I got you, but I got you a Christmas gift.
What?
Yep. And it came this week. I got it in the mail this week.
As we go to break.
It's something musical.
I wish that the people at home knew that Mike actually... You ever watch The Grinch? And at the end, he's got like a little bit of a heart. Mike's almost there. Like he's almost...
No, he breaks the meter, The Grinch, at the end.
Well, that's fair. You're kind of where The Grinch is at the start. Like when you're in a good mood, it's amazing. You're right there where The Grinch is.
All right, fair enough. Coming up next, big, big change. In professional sports. We'll talk about it in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic is slowing down due to an accident that's blocking the left lane on northbound 71 on the north side after East Broad Street. Emergency crews are on scene, causing some stop-and-go traffic from I-70, and there's a couple-minute holdup on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 east and west split. This report is sponsored by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has been at the forefront of inflammatory bowel disease research and care for over 50 years. Learn more about research, education, and support at crohnscolitisfoundation.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ken and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
They refer to each other as stupid f***s, so they must get along.
We fight a lot, but at the end of the day, it's okay, because we really do hate each other.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Timmy is out today. Adam King is with me for the first 2 hours. Then Nicole Sheeran will pop in for the 5 o'clock hour. It's Go to Jail Friday. Send us your tales of stupidity on the X at Man and Timmy 971. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093 and email us goodcleanboy@gmail.com. King, I know you have thoughts on this, but Major League Soccer officially voted to change to the fall-winter calendar to align with the rest of the world.
I want to say that this could not have been a better tease because my go-to-jail is the MLS.
Okay.
This is the silliest thing I have ever seen.
Silly.
It's silly.
It's just silly.
It is the I want to talk to the powers that be.
You can. You have a microphone. Go ahead.
Okay.
They're listening.
Listen, Mr. Garber. Okay? You're trying to grow this sport into a massive thing, and I understand that you want to look really good for the powers that be overseas. But here in the United States, fall is for football. That's what people watch.
This is football.
Yeah, this is, yes, you're ridiculous. I'm mad at you. It is fall is football season. March, April, that's March Madness. Why, when you have the summer, do you know, pick a nice day in June. You've got baseball, and hey, you know what? Let's go to a crew game on a Saturday in June. Hey, you know, it's late May. Let's go to a crew game through the month of May. Nope, it's over. Season's over. Can't do it. Start in July, take a break, and it makes no sense. You have the opportunity to have a window all to yourself from May pretty much until the start of, you know, football in September, that where you're competing with baseball. But here in Columbus and here in a lot of places, Austin, you're competing with only one other sport or not. And now you have put yourself up against the powerhouse that is the NFL, the NBA, March Madness, NHL.
See, it's not even about that for me. I agree with you that it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but for me, it's for more of a practical reason, is that we're in such a hurry to prove that we're just like Europe, but we're ignoring the fact that we don't have the same infrastructure. It's like saying, well, I got this supercar. I want to drive it. It's like, that's cool, man, but your racetrack is a dirt road. It's not going to perform the same way. All right, you got stadiums in Europe that have been built for this season, for this purpose. In Germany, it gets cold, but guess what? They build the stadium with that in mind. The fields are heated. The stands are covered for the most part. Right? They're used to this. They know how to do it. Your infrastructure is not ready. You have not prepared for this. Here's my biggest nightmare, King. My biggest nightmare for the crew fans is that the Haslams, and we've seen what they do with the money grab when Miami was coming to town. They moved that up to Cleveland. Well, it's winter time. We're going to play games in December and January. And yeah, where should we hold those games? Should we have them here in Columbus at our tiny little outdoor cold stadium? Or should we put them in our brand new dome that we're going to build up in Brook Park? I can see them moving large chunks of games up to Cleveland under the guise of, well, it's just too cold to play outside. Let's play inside. Now, how does that grow the sport?
Well, I mean, here's the question.
For your fan base.
Here's the question. I understand you get a winter break there between December and the first half of February. First of all, don't know if you've ever been outside in February. Still pretty cold a lot of the time around here. Not necessarily warm weather. I cannot comprehend why they would do this, other than I understand the agreement with Apple. I get all that. They want to align. But, like, can you imagine how many fans will be in lower.com on a December 10th soccer game? And crew fans, credit to you, are the most dedicated fans you'll see.
We're thinking about us right now. But what about Minnesota? Minnesota has an open-air soccer stadium. I mean, look, baseball fans have seen what that place is like for the Twins in April.
The Colorado Rapids going to be pretty cold.
I'm just saying, you have
Chicago Fire.
You have logistical issues. The stadium, unless you're going to spend hundreds of millions of dollars to go back in and retrofit your stadiums for this type of weather, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Every time in December, you know what is all over the news? Up in New England, they've got 90 feet of snow. They can't get out of their homes. Let's play a revolution game. Hey, guys, got to get to the stadium. It's December 9th. We have 15 feet of snow, but we got a soccer game to play.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the silliest.
Oh, it's silly.
It's silly.
It's so silly.
Go to jail.
But you know, go to jail. I need my gavel. Where's my gavel, Teddy? Major League Soccer, go to jail for 10 years. Also, they have scrapped Season Pass on Apple TV. So no longer do you have to pay a separate fee. It's just going to be there if you're an Apple TV subscriber. So this is just going swimmingly for them.
Do you remember when baseball was on Apple TV? They did a MLB Friday night on Apple TV.
Yeah, like seven people watched it.
Yes, exactly. I don't understand how these powers that be can continue to make, like, that you have
the phrase powers that be.
Huh?
You've done silly quite a bit today and powers that be.
Because I think that that is a way to yell at people that I don't know who they are.
Oh,
if that makes sense. Like, I don't know
Don Garber. You can yell at him.
Yes,
go ahead.
But I think that this is all on Don Garber? No.
He's the commissioner.
Yes, but I think he's got like 18 different powers that be.
Powers that be.
Yeah. And so
Powers Booth is also there.
All right. All the powers. I don't understand. Like, CBS right now runs the National Women's Soccer League.
Uh-huh.
You want to convince me that if in a meeting you said, hey, CBS, we've got this entity of the MLS and we're trying to sell it. Would you guys like to broadcast our games? You think they would say, nope, because I don't. Instead, they said, you know what? We're going to make this game so hard for you to find. We're going to put it at the wrong time of
Apple
the year.
Apple paid them the most amount of money. They justify it. Look, the NFL has been successful because of the NFL when it comes to streaming games. And it really has not worked consistently for anybody else. The college basketball numbers on Peacock are abysmal. The college football numbers, for the most part, are non-existent on Peacock. And that's college football. I'm not talking about rugby here.
Because it's always the worst games.
Major League Baseball, they did the Friday night thing. Nobody watched it.
It was awful.
They did the 11 o'clock in the morning game on Roku, whatever the hell it was. Nobody watched it. Nobody.
To whom it may concern, what are we doing?
Powers it be.
The powers it be? It's silly.
Teddy, will you call up the powers it be?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll call
him
up.
I'm going to call Fish. Mm-hmm. He's a power it be. I'm going to call Fish.
Here's another thing that the powers of be that be what?
What?
Did?
What?
NBC. They had a sports network.
NBC Sports.
Then they shut it down.
I didn't know they shut it down.
Yes. NBC Sports Network. Gone. It's been gone for 2 years. But good news. On Monday, they're bringing it back.
Well, good news. I didn't know it was gone.
Well, at the time, I said, this is stupid. What are you shutting this down for? You have a linear television spot.
Ooh, linear television. That's spoken like Mr. Tegner right there.
It's what it's called. Linear television. They signed deals with, they got NFL, they got NBA, they got all this crap. They got Premier League soccer.
Why, we need a place to put all these games. We got too many games. Okay. Maybe we should have a network.
You had one! So now they're bringing it back on Monday. You excited? Well, you didn't know it was gone, so...
I'm so excited. I didn't know it wasn't there.
Go to jail time. Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Watch out for a slowdown due to an accident that's at the intersection of East Broad Street and Nelson Road. And there's about a 15-minute holdup due to a crash on northbound 71 after 270. On the north outer belt, it is stop and go from Morse Road. This report is sponsored by Compassion International. Compassion sponsorship means food, healthcare, education, and most of all, being known, loved, and protected. There are thousands of kids waiting over a year, and their wait. Sponsor a child with Compassion today. Text the word radio to 83393. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Morning Juice, real football talk. Just two guys who aren't afraid to say what needs to be said.
And that's how she wrote.
Sponsored by Riverside Bank of Dublin.
Now streaming mornings on YouTube and 10TV Plus. Attack and dominate.
Buckeyes. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care, Heating, and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Because we barely are, it's Football Friday.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for football and quiet quitting. The Fan.
The only show that can bring a dead queen back to life. This is Common Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. Timmy's out today. Adam King is with me for the first 2 hours, and it's Nicole Sheeran at 5. I went up to Nicole before the show, and I said, Nicole, what do you want to talk about today?
This is accurate.
You can vouch for me.
This
right?
is an accurate conversation.
Okay. And then she looks at me dead in the eye, and she says, I want to talk about butt chugging. Butt chugging.
Yeah.
Okay. So at 5 o'clock, Nicole Sheeran will talk to you about butt chugging and what that entails.
That was a conversation that did, in fact, happen. Can confirm.
Are you ready for some go-to-jails?
I'm ready for some go-to-jails.
He's the judge, jury, and executioner. Timmy Hall says, go to jail.
Sponsored by Metal Supermarkets. Visit metalsupermarkets.com/Columbus for all your metal needs.
Well, Timmy's not here, but good news, we don't need him. Because I got go-to-jails, I got listener go-to-jails, and Adam King is here, and just his entire presence
go-to-jail
is a go-to-jail. I can't even picture, if you were really in jail, like you really went to prison, oh my God, they would pass you around like a rag doll.
I'd be so scared.
My God.
I just want you to know, there's no world I don't sell out. Like, if we're robbing a bank together and they're like, we will keep you out of prison, you just got to turn common man in. 2 seconds.
You know what, though? I wouldn't expect anything less.
Well, I appreciate it.
I would turn you into.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, turn on each other,
you know,
right?
You see that, and they're like, yeah. And they commuted her sentence because she gave all this information. I'm like, yeah. Like, what is it? If I'm in prison, how is it good to help you?
Like Teddy. Teddy wouldn't turn me in.
Teddy would.
Right?
No.
No, Teddy's
never.
My guy. Teddy's like Peter Navarro is to Trump. Peter Navarro sat in prison.
Yes,
kept
right.
his mouth shut, sat in prison.
Not talking.
That's what you would do for me, Teddy.
I would, yes.
All right, King,
because Common Man would take care of me.
My go-to-jail, I would like to start with people that own cars and drive them.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Yeah, no. My go-to-jail are the people that just absolutely honk their horn 2 seconds after the light turns green. Calm it down, okay?
Spoken like a true idiot on his phone.
No. Yep. I am very quick to... I can only hit the gas pedal 4 times today. I'm not kidding. I'm hitting the gas pedal fast. And it wasn't always at me. Like, I'd be in the second lane, like, yelling at somebody. They're just... It's not always directed at me. Just let them drive.
You know how many times people have honked at me as the light turns red?
That's because you got that Lambo that gets off.
0 times.
That's because you're running
red lights. Because I'm alert. And when the light changes, I'm ready to go because I'm considerate of my fellow human.
I will say.
You, though, are. I'm in my phone again. Let's talk about butt chugging.
Go to jail. First of all, not me. Not me. First of all.
You had thoughts on butt chugging, by the way.
Not me. Not. Today, I was in the left lane and the light turned green. You know how sometimes it turns green to do the go arrow, but not for the go straight? The car to my right thought that it turned green for them, and they pulled directly in the middle of the intersection and then just sat there.
Of course. What?
Go to jail!
Of course. Yes, go to jail. 5 years. What's your reverse doesn't work? Morons. You know what? You know who I'm sending to jail? I am tired of turning on all these commercials. I don't turn them on. They find me. I'm a big fat ass. I like fast food. But every time I turn on my TV, I see people picking fights with other fast food places. All right, Arby's is picking fights with this place. Chili's wants to pick a fight with the quarter pounder with cheese. Right? Everybody wants to pick a fight. This is better than that. Why are you even having that? Why can't there be room for everything? Okay? All you have to do is stop picking fights with everybody else. Just make the best product you can possibly make. And then people will find you. Don't talk bad about my quarter pounder with cheese. I love it. I could also love your thing if you make it properly.
I think that you are strongly underestimating how much people want. It's a capitalist society. It's not just about picking yourself up. It's about putting others down. That's how.
No, but a true fat ass will go where it's good. It doesn't matter where it is.
Speaking of which, can I put myself in jail?
Oh, please, God.
I did something the other day that I was so annoyed about. I went to the Cap City's very close to us, and I wanted a thing of chili, all right? I love chili. It's hard to find a good chili nowadays. So I get in my car. I drive to Cap City. I get out of my car. I walk in, and I say, I'd like to order a cup of chili to go. And this woman looks at me like I am the dumbest person she's ever met because they no longer have their famous chili. And So I want to go to jail for one, not ordering ahead, because what kind of weirdo shows up at a place?
You just go to the host stand and say, I'd like to order some chili?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll send you to jail.
Yeah, that's jail behavior. But also Cap City for not having their chili anymore.
You were apparently the only person that bought it.
No, there are a lot of people out there right now that are going, oh, that Cap City.
I like how we always say things like, you can't get a good bowl of chili anymore. Can you please tell me when the heyday for chili was?
Good point.
Can you please, like in the 50s, you just drive down the street and they're throwing bowls right in your car.
Everybody had the best bowl of chili.
What are we talking about? You got Skyline, you got Roosters has chili. What the hell you want?
Wendy's.
Wendy's has chili.
No, but I want I like a nice, like thick chili.
I don't want a nice bougie chili.
No, I just don't like a watery bowl of chili.
Potbelly, they got chili?
Do they?
They do indeed. Oh,
I know where I'm going right after this. It's chilly weather, you know? I just want a nice, and you know what else I like? I'm a big fan of Mexican street corn, and you never find good Mexican
street. Yeah, you know what? You're right. But, you know, back in the day, you just find Mexican
everywhere.
Street corn all over the place.
It was so good everywhere.
They handed to you a little foil thing right in the drive-thru.
Let me just say this.
Corn R Us.
If somebody opened up like a stand that sold Mexican street corn next to like Sheetz, I would be there every day.
Uh-huh.
I'd be there.
What if they just had it in Sheetz?
Sheetz,
they got everything there. Make Mexican street corn for me.
If you're listening, just a little, keep it on the roller like the hot dogs.
I will tell you this. Kitchen Social. Have you been there before?
Yes.
Kitchen Social does a Mexican street corn nacho.
Ooh.
And it is delish.
I went to Condado and had them take the Mexican street corn and put it on top of my already corned up taco bowl.
You're a corny guy. You really like to look in that bowl and see some proof of concept.
Yeah, I ate dinner last night, just double checking.
Your body says, we don't need any of this. We're going to shoot it out whole.
I love it. I love it.
Shoot it out whole, literally and figuratively.
Goodness gracious.
What was I going to say? I had something to say to you.
Anybody else that you were going to send to jail?
Well, I have listener stuff. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
But I'm out of time. I had something I was going to say. What was it? It was about food.
Teddy. It's about Cap City, chili.
Oh, you were talking about Popeyes.
I will talk about Popeyes. Later? I had Popeyes for lunch today.
Ooh, sounds good.
Popeyes is always good, unless it's not, but I just keep going back anyway. But I'm getting people on the burner phone sending me texts saying that they went to McDonald's, and they're sending me to jail because I told them the McRib is back, and they go to McDonald's, and there's no McRib.
No, it is back.
It is. I had one yesterday.
It's back.
It's there, and I just went in the app to see if it was there, and it's there. What's
Maybe
the matter
it's
with you?
Not at every restaurant or all
well,
locations.
Well, that's not my fault.
Yeah, you can't.
I don't know where the hell you are.
Sidebar.
If you're in Bell Fountain, I can't vouch for that. But if you're driving around
a random place.
Well, I'm just saying.
You just picked the most random.
If you're driving around 270, I'm pretty sure every single McDonald's there will have the McRib.
Lene
Kukui, fake dead girlfriend?
Yes. The other day, she woke me up. I was falling asleep.
She desperately needed a McRib.
And she said, and I quote, "Hey, I don't know if this matters to you, but the McRib's back."
I'll tell you what, man. I haven't met her because she's not real, but she is a keeper.
And I'm like,
my
I was
God.
Asleep.
That is beautiful. All right, coming up next, this is a real tease. Oh, by the way, you wanted to play some Seinfeld
quiz?
Yes,
Seinfeld game? Trivia coming up.
All right, well, we'll have to make time for that because the tease that I have for you next is I have a lighthearted and funny story about Hitler to share with you.
And I won't be here the next
day. Did you have that on your bingo card? You know what? If you have kids in the car, it's a good learning exercise for the kids. All right? They should know what really made Hitler tick. And through DNA, we're closer to finding out. It rhymes with tick.
Mike's final segment after the break.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got some stop-and-go traffic that's causing about a five-minute delay on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt between 315 and 71. And watch out for an accident that's causing traffic to slow down on southbound 71 on the north side at Main Street. This report is sponsored by rrfoundationspecialist.com. Protect your home with R&R Foundation Specialist. Family-owned, honest, and pressure-free. Get expert waterproofing, fair quotes, and smart advice that puts your home first. Visit rrfoundationspecialist.com, your trusted local pros in foundation and waterproofing. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
From the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Tyler Danberg. Number one Ohio State welcomes UCLA Saturday at 7:30, seeking its nation best 14th straight win. Coverage on the Fan starts at 11 a.m. with Ohio College Football Today. Top 25 tonight, number 19 Louisville hosts Clemson, while number 7 Oregon welcomes Minnesota at 9. High school football, notable Columbus area regional semifinal games, Upper Arlington versus Pick Central, Olentangy Liberty at Olentangy Orange, DeSales hosts Massillon Washington. NFL Bengals visit the Steelers Sunday at 1, since he will be without pass rushers Trey Hendrickson and Shamar Stewart due to injury. Browns host the Ravens Sunday at 4:25. NBA Cavs are off before greeting the Grizzlies Saturday at 5. NHL Blue Jackets are off tonight before hosting the Rangers Saturday at 7. PGA Tour, Canada's Adam Hadwin leads round 2 of the Butterfield Bermuda Championships at 11 under. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
A show with copious amounts of fart sounds. Emphasis on copious.
Oh no, I get a fart, but I don't know which way to lean.
This is Man and Timmy.
Happy Friday. It is football. What are you doing in there, King?
I don't want to be on the screenshot on this next segment. When you end your career here,
I'm not going to end my career. I'm going to talk about something that's in the news. This is from CBS News.
Mm-hmm.
You know who else works for CBS News?
I do.
You
do. Yes, I do.
All right, so I don't know why you're afraid of this story.
This is just the side of people that aren't getting fired. Ted and I have decided. And then that's...
All right, I'll stand by myself over here. There is a new documentary coming out this weekend. It is called Hitler's DNA, Blueprint of a Dictator. Now, these filmmakers say they have obtained Hitler's DNA from a sample of his blood from a piece of material taken from the sofa on which he shot himself. Now, they can't find his body. They don't know where the hell he is, but apparently they were so confident this is the sofa cushion, they tested it and said this is Hitler's DNA. Unfortunately, we don't know for sure because he does have extended family, but the article says they were hesitant to come forward and get themselves tested.
Understandably.
Because they're related to Hitler.
Yeah.
Right? But they think, the filmmakers being they think they have Hitler's real DNA. Well, they tested it, and he most likely suffered from a rare genetic condition called Kallmann syndrome. This syndrome can disrupt the process that drives puberty and manifest in symptoms that includes undescended testes and a micropenis. Now, they're not saying that Hitler had a micropenis, but they are saying that he probably had this disorder and he had some problems down there. Perhaps that's the reason why he was driven to, you know, get to the bottom and eugenics and all that crap, right? Manufacture a superhuman race.
What,
to make up for his own shortcomings.
What a great history lesson today, mm-hmm. Mike.
Hitler was a bad guy, for those of you who are not aware Adolf Hitler. There are people listening, probably little kids. Actually, my daughter's in third grade. She learned about Hitler. Not all the details, but she understands Hitler, mm-hmm. Bad guy. Also, when they tested his blood, they found very high scores in the top 1%. For a predisposition to autism, schizophrenia, and bipolar disorder. Now, there are scientists who are saying the testing that they're using here is not what we would use today in the scientific community. So this is a documentary. They're doing this because they want people to watch their film. How accurate it is, I have no idea. But I'm going to blow all that out of the water and say I know for sure that Hitler had a micropenis. And if the Hitlers would like to sue me for defamation, I'm open for business.
And see, right there is why I didn't want to be in the screenshot. That moment right
because
there.
Because you don't want to be sued by the Hitlers?
That's, Ted and I have, we've made a pact, all right? We're sticking together on this one.
We're not getting fired, right?
Yeah.
All right, I'm done with this. You want to do the Seinfeld thing now?
Yeah, be right there.
I'm going to send King to jail.
Yeah, send him to jail.
Why did you let him stay in there, Teddy? You're the producer. Kick him out.
There's no locks on the door.
Oh, by the way, Fish came in here and said the thermostat is indeed very broken. Oh. And no one can get out here today to...
it's Friday afternoon.
Fixed.
What are you going to do?
He said we should take our clothes off.
He said, see you next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. They will for sure have this whole place torn to shreds.
So why do you want to do this Seinfeld thing today?
Because I like quizzes. I like to see how smart people are. You're a big Seinfeld guy, right?
I am a big Seinfeld guy, but now I feel pressure.
Teddy, cue the music.
I did it already.
Oh, that was electric. I don't know who cued that, but that was amazing. Well done, buddy.
Go ahead.
All right. You have to give me the missing word. We're going to see how many you get out of this, all right? Oh, I got to get on that blank. I'm late on everything.
Internet.
All right.
That's easy. Come on, Ted, give me a ding for that. No?
Thank you. I'm a blank boy. It's Jerry. He says, I'm a blank boy.
Fancy boy.
It is. This is wild.
And by the way, you didn't even give me any context
too. No, I've given no. Hello, comma, space.
Newman?
There you go. It's got to be Newman.
Yes. Sucks.
Listen, I didn't make the quiz. I didn't make the quiz. Hello, Newman.
AI generated.
But what I don't want to be a...
Cowboy?
It is a cowboy.
Cowboy.
I don't want to be a cowboy.
How about a pirate?
There was also that, but I don't want to be a pirate.
Pirate was also an option, so that's confusing. I wonder which one you would have gotten credit for. People don't blank. It's what separates us from animals.
People don't blank. It's what separates us from animals.
Turn down money. Say no to free things. Turn down gift. Say no to chips.
Turn down money. That's right. Turn down money.
Okay.
That's correct, right?
I don't know if they're correct.
What do you mean you don't know if they're correct? You're giving me the quiz.
I got to get through the quiz. There's 10 of them.
That was when Elaine needed money from Jerry to get an apartment in her building.
Very impressive. We didn't ask for context. Thank you very much. Right. What is this obsession people have with blank? They put them in their houses like they're trophies.
Books.
I would have gone with cushions because I don't understand people's obsession with pillows all over their couches. And then when you want to sit down, you got to remove them. Why do I always have the same feeling that everybody's doing something better than me on Thursday evenings, Friday nights, Saturday afternoons, or Sunday morning?
Those are your choices?
Those are my options.
I have no idea. I don't know what that's from. Do you, Teddy?
No, I'm not sure at all. What do you think?
Saturday afternoons is what I'm locking in. We have to get to the end of this quiz, so I'm going to lock in the rest of them.
We have to get to the end of this show.
Yeah. I can't go to a bad movie by myself. What am I going to make? Blank to strangers?
Comments.
Stupid comments to strangers. Well done.
Yeah. You know, next time, why don't you take more than 2 seconds and find yourself a good quiz online?
I don't know what's good. I've never seen Seinfeld.
You've never seen one episode of Seinfeld?
No. No, I don't. I'm not a big Seinfeld. Another go to
kids. How do you know? You just said you haven't seen it.
Okay, so you went. Let's see. Let's see your results. You did 7, and I'm trying to get to the end before Fish fires me. There's a good chance this quiz goes well beyond 10. Okay, you got all 7 right.
Well, I didn't know one of them, so how could I get all 7 right?
Well, I guess that's fair. I clicked on Saturday afternoon. Congratulations. That was
Ted.
Pivot from the story you started with.
Yeah.
I blame you for this.
Me? Why?
Yeah, you're the producer.
I lame out of this room.
I'm just the talking monkey over here. But you're supposed to know what's good.
Well, he's, you know, just surprised us, you know, like, hey, we're doing a quiz.
This is a valid point. Someone said in order to do a quiz, the person doing the quiz must know the answer.
Yeah, you didn't know the answers and you don't know the subject matter.
We did a quiz with Rothman earlier this week on movies and I knew the answer to those. So I thought that this would be better than it was.
and it wasn't.
It was bad radio.
I'll tell you what. The best part of this segment, Hitler's micropenis. Right, King? Stop biting your fingernails.
They're so bad.
Down to the nubs.
It's so bad. I've done it since I was a little kid. I can't stop.
You got to put that stuff on your nails.
It doesn't stop me. It doesn't stop me.
You'll just keep.
There's nothing I can do. Lene yells at me every day of my life about it.
You know what? Because you're a good friend, I will allow you to rub your fingers in my cracky.
If
you still can't stop,
that would do it.
Then I don't know what to tell
you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have found a solution.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for you. You know, something's going on. We have daytime hockey today.
Yeah, I saw it with the Penguins.
Yes, we have the Penguins and the Predators today.
Can't watch it.
Why?
It's on the NHL Network, right?
We don't have that here?
Well.
Oh, the satellite's not working?
Yeah.
That's right. We have no.
Big Ten Network.
We work in a television station. Yeah. We have no TV and no heating and cooling. Even though I do heating and cooling commercials. We can't do anything here. Common man here for asbestos. I'm going to ask you a question involving where you would like to go for a dream reporting gig.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Is that a tease?
That's a tease.
Okay.
Common man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Things are a little stop and go on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt between 315 and 71, about a 5-minute slowdown. And there's a 10-minute delay on southbound 315 between Lane Avenue and Town Street. This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market. Fresh Time Market, where quality meets savings every day. From delicious meat and seafood to fresh produce and well-being essentials, you'll get big flavor without the big price tag. Fresh Time Market, healthy living for less. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a Care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a Care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Jackets are home at Nationwide Arena for a battle with the Montreal Canadiens. Live coverage starts Monday night at 7.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating and Cooling.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Columbus Blue Jackets. The Fan.
Hello. Common man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Enter Central Ohio, I'm 10 Weather Impact Meteorologist Michael Behrens. Their latest forecast, we're looking at a chance for a sprinkle or two as we head through this evening and into tonight. Partly to mostly cloudy skies expected. Heading into Saturday, cloudy skies. Sprinkles possible during the day. Chance for a light shower exists through the late afternoon and into the evening before rain comes to an end. High temperatures in the 60s for Saturday. That's your latest 10 Weather Impact forecast. I'm Meteorologist Michael Behrens on 97.1 The Fan.
The ESPN Bet Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook of Common Man and Timmy. Weekdays at 3. The Fan.
The number one pizza expert. And the number four college basketball expert at the radio station.
Just from looking at your clothes and weight, I can tell you all watch a lot of free network television.
This is Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health, which we just learned in the last segment is probably something Hitler could have used. But my friends at Tri-State, they're good, clean boys over there. They're not letting Hitler in. Sorry, Fuhrer. We're closed.
Do you think they ever imagine ever in your read that would happen?
There's a lot that's happened in these reads over the years, so I think they expect anything at this point.
Expect
but did you,
the unexpected.
Did you know that when you get into your early to mid-30s, this is something you can look forward to, King. Guys start losing 2 to 3% of their testosterone production every year. Science. It's natural. Happens gradually. Before you know it, you're a woman. That's what happened to me. I went in to get my testosterone checked. They said, you're in the negative. I said, well, how do I fix that? They said, well, good news. We are Tri-State Men's Health. We fix this every single day. They give you a little testosterone shot in the ace. You start clicking your heels. You feel much better. Go see my friends today. The cost of the appointment is just $99. Includes a medical consult, T and PSA test. And if you sign up for testosterone treatment the day of your appointment, your visit is free. Call them today. 800-900-9654 or visit tristatemenshealth.com. Promo code micropenis. Hitler's micropenis, the punk band that T-Bone's going to go see at the laundromat tonight.
Can we talk about how T-Bone has the worst taste in music of any human ever?
You don't like it?
No. That is so horrifying. You know, one time he was going out to one of the concerts. And he stopped by the station on a weekend. He's like, hey, I'm going to park my car here. He walked in. He looked horrifying. He was all dressed up for the concert.
What was he wearing?
It looked like, you know, in Dodgeball, when they come out and they don't have their uniforms yet. And they're dressed in all that leather, those leather straps and everything. You know what I'm talking about? The movie Dodgeball.
What was he wearing? Like Dominatrix?
The S&M.
Yeah, it looked like that.
Come on now.
I'm like, what is going on here?
He said, a rubber ball in his mouth.
He said, I'm going to a concert. I said, what kind of concert?
The safety word is Farfignugan.
Not the same kind of concerts I'm going to.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of hotel is this?
Penguins and Predators are playing in Sweden this afternoon. If you know, you're a guy, you travel. You're in the television biz.
Yes.
Right? You got to travel for work. You follow the Buckeyes around, all that jazz. If you had to cover any sport, anywhere, what's on your bucket list? Where are you going?
Well, so the problem is the two in the top of the bucket list were an Ohio State national title.
Did it.
And a Super Bowl.
You did that too?
With the Bengals.
Okay. Well, then find something else. You did those.
So then I do think like the Olympics would be an interesting thing.
Well, let me tell you something. You know who's going to the Olympics?
Who?
Me. Really? I will be in Milan for the Winter Olympics.
That's pretty cool.
I don't know why that Channel 4 bastard Matt Barnes... has the market cornered.
It's wild.
With Olympic stuff here. Why can't 10 send you to the Olympics?
Well, because it's not on the NBC.
So what? What's the difference?
It's really not a good business strategy to promote your con. That would be, just to be clear, that would be like if
you're right.
A different radio station was like, you know what? Make sure you listen to the Buckeye game on 97.1 The Fan. Make sure. You know, we talked all about Ohio State. Let's make sure.
Well, maybe your angle is, I'm going to cover the Olympics so well, you don't need to watch it.
That's great. No, except NBC says you're not allowed to show any of it. Your open window to show Olympics highlights is like 2 to 4 a.m.
Here's what you do then.
Okay.
Okay. You get outfits and you mime. You recreate.
People have done that for March Madness.
So why can't you go to March Madness? That's a CBS event.
I love March Madness. We cover it all the time.
You go to the Final Four?
Well, not like unless somebody's... You know what? That's probably on the bucket list is probably number one right now, a Final Four. I've never been to a Final Four. I've been to a Sweet 16. I think I've been to an Elite Eight. I've never been to a Final Four. Olympics, Final Four, and then...
Super Bowl sucked, didn't it?
It didn't. No, it was very cool. We got to see the Snoop Dogg halftime show with Eminem and all. That was cool.
Snoop Dogg's going to be at the Olympics too.
That's right. You're right. Gosh, you're right. So is Matt Barnes.
I'm staying in the hotel with all the media too.
Why are you going?
Because my daughter talked me into it.
So you just bought a trip to the Olympics.
The three of us are going. Yeah. It could be a total disaster. I could kill both of them.
What a life. Okay. If you could be at one of sporting event ever, not like cover it. One game, one event that has taken place in history. Where you go? B. Go.
Where B?
Where B go?
Can I pick the teams too? Can I just pick the scenario?
I'm saying an event that has already taken place.
Oh, it's already taken place.
You can put yourself in that stadium on the field watching it live. What are you doing?
Ohio State, Miami.
Oh, wow. 2002. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. That would be very stressful. Mine, I'm going over and I'm watching USA, Miracle on Ice. I want to be there when it happens.
Just laughing all the commie bastards' faces.
Exactly.
Hey!
You know what?
But we gotcha!
A good point there is, it'd be great in the moment. Leaving's not going to be a lot of celebrating. There's not a lot of people around to really cheer and celebrate with.
Why? What do you mean? It's in Lake Placid. It's in New York.
Yes, but...
Of course people would celebrate.
Yes, but go watch the videos. It feels like when you leave, it's over with. Like, that's the thing with the Olympics. Like, you celebrate, it's not... I don't know how to explain
it. What do you mean it's over with? What are you talking about?
Who won the gold medal in basketball last time?
I don't know. Team USA, did they win?
Probably. It's exactly my point.
Is this like the Seinfeld quiz where you ask me questions you don't know the answer to?
My point is... You just, like, the Olympics isn't something that you celebrate for a long time.
I celebrate it all the time. I celebrate Gabby Thomas winning the 200 meter.
Still.
Oh, she's a goddess.
Okay. Well, that feels like you celebrate for a different reason. That doesn't feel like...
No, she's just a fan. First of all, she's a goddess. She's also just a hell of an athlete. That's where I really respect her. The athletic competition. She just happens to be, like, the hottest woman on earth
you
then
are
after
ridiculous.
That.
Ridiculous. I'm just saying, if like being at the 2002 national title game, you get to celebrate there with the Buckeyes. Like you get to ride that emotion. Like the Olympics, when it's done, it's over. Like,
what are you talking about? So we have tickets because you have to get your tickets in advance and pay ridiculous prices. Yeah. Trust me, we have tickets to the gold medal night for pairs figure skating. All right. So if an American team wins, I'm running on the ice. I'm going to celebrate with him.
I don't think that's how that works.
Me and Johnny Weir in his kimono, we're going to be down there celebrating.
Ridiculous.
It's going to be like when Hank Aaron hit the home run. I'm going to be the guy who comes and shakes their hand.
And you'll never be allowed back in America.
Be a hero. What are you talking about?
Somebody, Votto says literally a closing ceremony. Yes, I understand. I guess maybe I retract my point. I didn't make it well enough, which means I was wrong. My point is, though...
Can I send you to jail?
Yes, you can. Gavel. You can still celebrate the 2002 national title game like it was yesterday. Nobody's like looking back like, wow, do you remember that? I mean, the Miracle on Ice is great because it's the Miracle on Ice. But nobody ever actually talks about them winning other than that special moment. Do you believe in miracles?
So you don't think that 30 years from now, when I'm sitting down... talking to my, grandkids, that I'm going to say, hey, you know, I went to the Olympics. Would you like to hear about that?
Nah, who remembers that?
I don't think that you'll remember an individual thing that took place.
At the Olympics that I go to?
Like, no, the person you're telling won't know anything.
I'm going to get swept up in the emotion. I'm going to be the most patriotic guy in the world. I am not the flag-waving guy. I already bought flag hoodies. I'm ready to go.
Maybe I failed at my point.
Be waving stuff in the air.
I'm excited for
in the cheering section.
When is this? Is this next winter?
No, it's
is it winter?
It's February.
Wow. We don't cover the Olympics.
I got it.
Yeah, so I'm not allowed to talk about it or think about it. T-Bone sent a tweet that said, me and Adam King in the mosh pit. And it's, first of all, isn't he supposed to be in bed?
He's got to be. It's 4:30. This is what he's doing.
He's got to be awake.
He's a good boy.
It's Friday.
He's listening to the show.
Yeah.
He's probably got a concert to go to tonight.
I'm sure he does.
He's shaving himself down. He's putting on the crotchless panties.
I'll tell you, he walked in here. He looked like when they came in dodgeball without their jerseys.
He enjoyed that micropenis segment.
I'm sure he did. The funny thing is that I was reading that last night on the couch. And I sent the story to myself in an email so I'd remember to do it today. The first email that I get when I come in today is not my own. It's from Ted, who sent me the same story.
Amazing.
Oh, man, Hitler's micro penis.
That's right.
I like to imagine that's the first time in your entire career where Rick Regala saw, if he saw a show sheet, just kind of sat there, just.
Rick, the big boss here?
Big boss.
No, he trusts me. Actually, you know what? They don't, because Fish came up to me today. Because I hand him my little sheet of what I'm going to talk about. And normally he says nothing or has no questions, no notes. Even when I put the most ridiculous things on there. But he sat down next to me and says, hey, this Hitler story. what's that going to be? And then I explained it to him. And he was like, oh, yeah, that's fine. That's good. Funny. Micropenis. Hitler. Funny. And he walked away.
See, he was nervous. He was a little nervous.
Hey, I know what I'm doing. We could have some more flipsies this weekend over at Ohio State. Details in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
There's a 5 minute slowdown if you're on southbound 270 on the west outer belt between Cemetery Road and I-70. And there's also traffic slowing down due to an accident that's on eastbound 670 at Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market. Fresh Time Market, where quality meets savings every day. From delicious meat and seafood to fresh produce and well-being essentials, you'll get big flavor without the big price tag. Fresh Time Market, healthy living for less. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ken and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Their favorite basketball players are Leaky Black and Grady Dick.
That is childish nonsense.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I put a Starlight mint in my mouth.
Okay, I'll handle this. Welcome back to the show, Common Man and Timmy. Adam's filling in today for Timmy Hall as he goes through a procedure. We're all thinking about Timmy at this moment. And back
it's hard to
you.
Do without a prompter, huh?
Yeah. I don't know what. Why I asked you, what are we talking about in this segment?
By the way, what the hell was with the stand-up you did on TV earlier this week where you were like at the Kenny Rogers Roasters with the the red light?
Okay.
Looked like you were on Planet Zoron or something.
Did you see it live or did you hear about it?
I heard about it and then I went back and watched it.
It, long story short, the team was supposed to come out. And so they're right around the corner, and I'm like, hey, guys, I'm in Scarlett right now because this is where the team's going to stand to do their final. And so I'm waiting on the team, and they will not come.
Because they know you, and they're laughing, and they want to screw you over.
And so they're like cheering. They're right around the corner. So finally I had to throw to the soundbite. And if you go back and watch, it's just 20 seconds of just looks like I am – it's just the weirdest live shot I've ever done. Won't ever happen again, I can tell you that.
Here, ask and you shall receive. I'm the culinary manager at Lucky's Market in Clintonville, and also the Lucky's Market in Victorian Village has this also, but we carry Mexican street corn every day.
Ooh!
So you're a big Mexican street corn guy.
Where do I need to go? Lucky's?
Lucky's Market.
All right, Lucky's, I'm on my way.
Let's do a couple go-to-jails. Go to jail, Common Man. You said the McRib was back. It is back. You go to jail. What's the matter with you? Now, here's one. While my wife and I were enjoying a wine tasting at Cooper's Hawk at Easton, we noticed a couple who brought their 10-ish-year-old daughter with them. They then proceeded to do a 1.5-hour long wine tasting while the poor girl just had to stand there with nothing to do. The bar was also crowded, and she was stationed in a very busy walkway. Jail to the parents for not setting up a babysitter situation or foregoing the tasting at the bar.
What are you doing?
I agree.
What are you doing?
I sentenced those parents 10 years in jail, Teddy. 10 years in jail. It reminds me of the time they re-released The Exorcist back into theaters probably...
I mean, that's exactly what I was going to say.
20 years ago, yeah. Something like that. And I went to see it. And actually, that was when I accidentally asked Laurie Schmidt out on a date.
As you do.
Because I jokingly, because she's just the most wholesome person in the world, I say, hey, Lori, I'm going to see Exorcist tonight. You want to go with me? Oh, I'll go. Well, I didn't think you'd actually want to go. Well, I'll just close my eyes. I'm not going to do that to you, Lori. Anyway, I go to the movies. The couple in front of me brought their two young children, probably between the ages of 8 and 6, to The Exorcist. They were so terrified, they turned around for the entire movie and stared at me. So they're in the seats in front of me. They turn their backs so they're not facing the screen. Instead, they're looking directly at me. This was a sold-out show, so I couldn't move anywhere.
That is absolutely ridiculous.
And the parents were totally there? Oblivious.
Why are they there? Get them out of there.
Couldn't find a babysitter.
I'll tell you this much. That's scarier than the actual movie. It's like you're trying
yes,
to...
it is.
And you just got these children just staring at you.
The children.
I wonder what those children grew up to be.
Quit bringing your children to a wine tasting. What are you doing? Unless they've got grape juice for the kids, don't bring your kids.
Well, we got some potential flipsies this weekend. So it's a night game tomorrow, UCLA over in the Shoe. And, of course, the recruits come in for this. One of the recruits coming in is four-star edge rusher Dre Quinn. He previously committed to Clemson, but he decommitted in September. And so he's making his visit tomorrow. That's all I have. What are you doing? Are you texting during the show?
I'm not texting. I'm writing my notes about the next segment and how I can be better. It's about getting better.
You are tanking this segment to get ready for next segment?
Listen, that's how you got to do it.
What did I just say?
You said.
What did I just say?
You said that you once went to The Exorcist.
No. After that.
You said that Ted is a good, clean boy. He's beautiful.
Talking about the flipsies.
The recruits. The flipsies with Ohio State and how they've got, it's a night game at the Shoe and they're playing UCLA. I know what you said, but you didn't get that. What am I supposed to say?
What recruit is coming in?
I don't know.
Dre Quinn. I said his name. I said he was a four-star guy and he previously committed to Clemson and he's coming in tomorrow.
Well, yeah, and Clemson's terrible now. So mm-hmm. He's like, you know where I don't want to be? Clemson.
Thanks for the insight.
Hey, why are you eating a mint on air? Can you have a little respect for the show?
I'd rather have Hitler and his micro penis here with me.
Oh, that's a warm pocket mint.
That's the meanest thing you've ever said to me. Mm-hmm.
Hey, the Pac-12 has a new media deal with USA. I was unaware that USA, because they were part of Comcast for a long time, part of the NBC family. They're spun off now.
They split off, yes.
Yeah, they split off. They're by themselves or with, you know, another group.
Versant or something like that, right? It's the name of the company that owns.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. I just know some of it because NASCAR, they're part of the USA network. And
yeah, they're always on USA.
They're going to have games. They're going to have races on there, but not on the NBC Sports Network because that's different.
So it's USA. It's also MSNBC, which is going to change their name.
Yeah.
It's MS Now.
Why do companies, have you seen what HBO Max did?
Well, they're not owned by NBC anymore, so they're going to change it to MS Now. Again, if you weren't texting during the segment, maybe you would catch some of the stuff we're talking about.
I'm listening.
The NBC part.
CNBC is also included in this. Are they going to change their name too?
I would think so.
They can't have NBC if they're not owned by NBC.
Sort of a legendary name, though, isn't it? CNBC.
Well, yes, that's
maybe
why people
Jim
pay.
Jim Cramer Network.
That's why people pay a lot of money to have that name.
Well, MSNBC is pretty. I mean, that's been around forever as well.
Yeah.
Who's on MSNBC now? Maddow's gone, right?
Is she gone?
Is she? I think she's gone.
Timmy's not on there?
Oh, Timmy took a hiatus.
Well, yeah, he's got to have surgery.
I think she's gone. I think she went away.
I don't know.
I haven't watched.
I don't watch any of that.
This is your business, King. You don't know who's on TV?
He just watches Channel 10.
I don't know if you know this or not.
Company man.
I am a sports man. So I exclusively watch Channel 10 sports. That is the only place that I get my sports information from. If anything happens elsewhere.
See, nobody believes you.
Well,
no one believes that for a second.
I would never, ever look away from Channel 10.
Like I say all the time that I listen to other stuff and I watch other stuff.
Why?
Because I'm a human being and people don't believe lies.
You've got to lock in.
What's your dream job?
Ooh.
Any job in media, sports, non-sports, what's the dream?
Probably Kirk Herbstreit.
All right, now it's really time to go.
No, no, no. I don't mean...
Speaking of micro penis.
The roles that he has, I would very much enjoy.
So you want to do it all? You want to do color?
Yeah.
You want to be on the desk?
Yeah.
You want to go to Brothers with your dog?
Yeah.
Okay.
I went to Skyline with my dog earlier this week. Yep, knew that was coming at some point.
You went inside with your dog?
Mm-hmm.
Of course you did.
I did.
Of course you did.
The dog was very happy.
Yeah, I know you take the dog everywhere, don't you?
I don't like to leave the dog at home.
Do you put the dog on the seat next to you when you fly Southwest?
No, I would not put my dog on a plane.
Now he's taking the private, right?
That's right.
Herbie does.
Well, Herbie's taking the private flight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Take a picture of your dog
on
the PJ.
I just love that I knew in my head saying that name would just spark a deep, deep deep chord.
But see, we played a game earlier this hour. You quizzed me on Seinfeld, even though you've never seen a show.
Correct.
And you didn't know the answers to the actual quiz you were presenting me with.
Yeah, that's right.
But I told you the new Pac-12 has signed a broadcast deal with USA. I'm going to, and you can't look it up. Get out of there. I'm going to ask you who's in the Pac-12.
There's only two teams.
Starting next year.
Oh.
Is this a tease?
Or is this right now?
No, we're going to do it next segment.
Okay, well, okay.
Who's in the Pac-12? And if you go look, if you research, I'm going to know.
I won't look.
Because you're a terrible liar. You're a terrible liar, George. You're a terrible liar. I'm going to know. Who is in the Pac-12 coming up next? Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got a 15-minute holdup due to an accident that's in the left lane on southbound 71 on the north side after 11th Avenue. It's moving a little slow from North Broadway. We also have a couple-minute delay on northbound 315 between Lane Avenue and North Broadway. This report is sponsored by Lowe's. New at Lowe's, Pro Block Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast, block stains, and go on smooth for virtually flawless results. Available now in oil and water-based. Grab yours today at Lowe's. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The coach speaks. We listen. Ryan Day's weekly press conference comes your way every Tuesday at noon.
Sponsored by the Roofing Guys. For all your roofing, siding, and gutter needs, contact the Roofing Guys at theroofingguys.com.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Diamond Sellers.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And there's football. I shall call it Football Friday.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for all things football. The Fan.
One watches QVC religiously. The other studies Paige Spiranak's golf swing. This is Man and Timmy.
It is Go to Jail Friday. Adam King is here. I'd like to send him to jail. Here is something from the burner phone. I arrived at my local Chipotle today around 11:15. Walking up to the line, it was clear they were not ready to start serving food, as there was only carnitas and chicken ready to serve, and multiple sides missing. Now, that just chaps my ass, because Chipotle, by the way, is open at 10:45. They've been open for 30 minutes.
Wait, they open at 10:45?
10:45.
What a random time.
I love it. Walk right
Why
in.
Why not 11?
Eh, you know what?
Those extra 15 minutes getting you.
I like
Obviously
it.
Not much.
This is half an hour in.
That's
it's 11:15. Says, I settled for a chicken bowl, and my one request was that I asked for the red hot chili salsa, even though it was not on the front line. But Ooh. I could clearly see a full container of it in the mobile order food station line. Oof. The employee preparing my bowl said I couldn't have the red hot chili salsa, as they need to save it for online orders. I said, oh, okay, out loud, while inside my head, I was screaming at this employee with the intensity of 1,000 suns. A person ordering should take precedent over online orders. Someone needs to be held accountable for these repeated infractions. Jail them, please. I will. First of all, I jail Chipotle at large for not being prepared to serve food during your operating hours. Have everything ready to go. Whoever's responsible for that, the manager of that store, gets 5 years in jail.
Not just ready to go. All the way to the end of the night. I don't understand why we have come to accept that at 10 o'clock at night, or if it closes at 10 at 9 o'clock, they're like, hey, got a hard, have to let you know, we're all out of corn. We're all out of lettuce.
Man, are you again with the corn? My God, you got a corn problem.
They every time, do you ever notice that? You go late at night, it's like 9 o'clock.
I don't go late at night, I go early in the morning, but I have the same problem.
Yeah, and they're like, hey, I gotta let you know, you can get Chipotle, except it will have nothing that you actually want on it. So please enjoy nothing. And you know,
it'd be different if they charge you 50% less, but they don't.
Whoever that guy was, what was his name?
There was no name.
He needs to send a name, because I want to give him an award, because he's so right. And I know this is going to rub some people the wrong way, but today I did the order ahead at Starbucks. And I showed up, and it took almost 35 minutes for my coffee. I had to leave because they were doing so many order ahead orders. And I thought, you know what? I am an idiot. No more. No more will I order ahead.
I just want to point out that you stopped into a Cap City, went up to the hostess stand.
That's fair.
Tried to order a bowl of chili.
That checks out.
You also waited 35 minutes for a cup of coffee that you did not get.
I didn't wait 35 minutes. I waited for about 15. And then the app told me, hey, your order will be ready at 8:21. It was 8:03. I'm like, I'm out. I can't wait. I'm standing here. And so then I thought to myself, forever, I'm ordering in person. But that guy makes me question it, because they disrespected the person in person.
By the way, if they have the red chili salsa, I don't care what line it's in. To-go line, online ordering line. Get somebody a cup of the salsa. There's an extra 5 years in jail.
Prison.
Embarrassing. And I'm a Chipotle guy. I go all the time, but they piss me off.
You want to know a fun fact about jail?
What?
You can only go for 1 year. The rest is prison. Little fun fact. Little FF for you today.
All right.
There you go.
There's an FF here today. All right. Pac-12 is starting anew. They only have two members now, but they've signed a new media deal with the USA Network. Now, who the hell cares? I don't know. But I decided, because I didn't know the answer to this, to quiz Adam King on who is in the new Pac-12 starting next year.
Can I get a number of teams?
There are 9 full-time members.
Why are they an odd number?
9.
What is wrong with the Pac-12?
9. Okay. I'll tell you what's wrong. It sucks.
All right. We know Oregon State, Washington State.
That's correct. Who else?
If I remember right, Utah State.
Correct.
Colorado State.
Correct.
Isn't Gonzaga in it because they don't play football?
Correct.
That's why they have the 9, because of Gonzaga.
Yeah.
Oof.
You're missing perhaps the most notable name.
Boise State?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Boise State.
So what, we're at 5?
You got Oregon State, you got Washington State, you got Boise State, Colorado State, Gonzaga.
I'm at 6, so I need 3 more.
Did you say Fresno State?
I did. Fresno State. I'm sorry.
I gave you that one. Utah State, you said. Don't look.
I'm not. Utah State, I said, I don't think I'm going to. Isn't there like a really random team? There's like one that isn't even Division I or just turned.
Where did Jim Harbaugh start his head coaching career?
Ooh, I don't know that I know the answer.
San Diego State.
Oh, San Diego State. Texas State.
Texas State.
That's
and San Diego
one.
State.
Yes,
that's right.
The Texas State is ridiculous. They're not even a real football team.
However, several schools will join as affiliate members for specific sports, including Dallas Baptist for baseball, Northern Illinois for wrestling.
Oh, my gosh.
And Southern Utah University for women's gymnastics.
How do we get, I mean,
Jim Harbaugh was head coach of San Diego, not San Diego State.
Teddy, I will not have details on this show. Okay? Just let me go and spew my crap. All right? We're not going to have truths here.
I like that.
He was in San Diego, all right? I get credit for that.
It is, yeah.
He said it confidently, and so I believed it. Hey, how ironic. He started in San Diego.
With Danny and Tomlinson.
That's what.
San Diego State. Don't look it up, Ted. It's real.
LaDainian Tomlinson,
no.
San Diego Chargers.
LaDainian Tomlinson was TCU. Marshall Falk was San Diego
Falk,
State.
That's right on. He was the original LaDainian Tomlinson. He was the original catch the ball out of the backfield, do it all.
Didn't he play for about 30 years? I feel like Marshall
LaDainian
Falk.
Tomlinson?
No, Marshall Falk.
He played for
also,
a while.
credit to LaDainian Tomlinson, because if I'm correct, and Ted, you can correct me here, he never did the weird thing where these stars, like, their career runs out, and instead of just saying, like, sayonara, they go to, like, random teams and play for a while. He just played for the Chargers. Am I wrong?
LaDainian Tomlinson?
Yeah. I don't think he ever did his, like, weird farewell tour that they all do, where they all have become Shaq in their own right, where they're like, I'm going to play for eight different teams.
Wow, he played for the Jets at the end.
Oh, yeah. No!
Yeah, this segment's called You Don't Know Anything. I don't know anything. Yeah, you don't know anything either.
That ruins it. That's the most farewell tour
thing. Marshall Faulk played for the Colts, then they traded him to the Rams, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did he go anywhere else after the Rams, or did he retire as a Ram?
He was a Seahawk.
He was?
I'm pretty sure Marshall Faulk played for the Seahawks. Remember, he played for like 30 years. He like refused to retire.
He didn't play for 30 years.
How long did Marshall Faulk play for?
Daddy, if he played for the Seahawks.
He played for the Colts and the Rams.
Ah! Dang it!
From 94 to 2005.
Segment brought to you by I Know Nothing.
Hitler's micro penis.
Okay.
You know, it's time for you to go.
It's time for me to go do the television.
Time for you to go do the TV. Nicole Sheeran from 10 TV is going to come in here. And if you thought this hour, I asked Nicole what she wanted to talk about. She honestly told me butt chugging.
I expect that to be the first thing out of your mouth.
I don't know what it is, but she's going to tell me. I think I know what it is. She'll tell me. Coming up next, Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Watch out for an accident that's blocking the right shoulder of southbound 270's off-ramp to 33 on the east outer belt. Police are on scene, adding to that holdup. And we've got a five-minute delay on southbound 71 on the north side between Big Walnut Road and 270. This report is sponsored by Experience Columbus. The 2025 Columbus Gift Guide will make you say, yes, Columbus. This perfectly curated guide is filled with local gifts for everyone on your list this holiday season. Shop the guide at experiencecolumbus.com/giftguide. I'm Nicole. For 97.1, The Fan Track.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
From the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Tyler Danberg, number one Ohio State host, UCLA, Saturday at 7:30, seeking its nation best 14th straight win. Coverage on The Fan starts at 11 a.m. College hoops, Ohio State unveiled the statue of basketball Hall of Famer Jerry Lucas outside the Schottenstein Center today. Lucas helped the Buckeyes to the 1960 national title and was the first in the sport to win a state championship, college championship, NBA title, and an Olympic gold medal. The 3-0 men's squad welcomes Notre Dame Sunday at 12:30, while the 2-0 women's team visits number one UConn on Sunday at noon. NFL Bengals visit the Steelers Sunday at 1, since he will be without pass rushers Trey Hendrickson and Shamar Stewart. Browns host the Ravens Sunday at 4:25. PGA Tour Adam Hadwin leads round 2 of the Butterfield Bermuda Championship at 11-under. This update is sponsored by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, give Mark Levy a call at 1-800-MORE-SLEEP. That's 1-800-MORE-SLEEP or online at sleepbettercolumbus.com.
A show you can feel deep down in your plums.
No! That is a bad place to touch. No. No, 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 no.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Happy Friday. Pick Your Parlay is coming up in mere moments. Timmy's not here, but I am.
Yeah.
And Nicole Sheeran is here now.
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me. A little hour special.
I like to do a little mix-up.
Yeah, you know.
Because 3 hours with King is too long.
It's really a lot.
2 hours with you is too long, so.
Imagine working with King every day of your life. Like I do.
You guys don't cross paths too often, though,
that's actually true. We really don't. The only day all three of us are here are Fridays.
Where did Dom go today?
To see Santa Claus.
See Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Why was he hugging everybody when he left the building? It was like he was going off to the ice floe.
It was like he was going out to war.
See, he was hugging everybody. He's like, oh, I have a good weekend. And he comes up and hugs everybody. It's like, is this... Should we call someone? Are you going to offer yourself?
I don't know. I'm a little concerned. I was like, is this the last time we're going to see Dom DeBerry? Like,
hey, nay, nay.
Hey,
let's chest bump.
We did do that earlier today.
All right. I do want to ask you about butt chugging because you said that. I said, what do you want to talk about before the show? And the first thing that came out of your mouth was butt chugging.
Okay. I was joking, but I'm happy to talk about it.
Well,
it's a hot topic right now.
Teddy, are you ready for pizzazz? Should we do pizzazz before butts?
Probably so.
All right, come on.
Common Man and Timmy present Pick Your Parlay.
No Timmy today, so that means I'm bringing enough pizzazz for the both of us. I'm going to start with one of my many talents, breaking down women's soccer. Last week, final minute of extra time, Gotham at top-seeded Kansas City. Katie Stengel, my gal, with the dramatic go-ahead goal to give Gotham the victory. Katie came over from Crystal Palace, my gals, over the summer. She also has regular sex with former Crew goalkeeper Matt Lampson, but we won't talk about that. Katie and the Gotham move on to face Orlando in the semifinals on Sunday. These two teams last played each other in August, also in Orlando, where Gotham took them down 2-0. I say it happens again, baby. Plus 144 odds for them to win. College football, I'm feeling something. Maybe it's stupidity, Nicole.
I think it is.
Maybe it's the Popeye's chicken I had for lunch pounding its way towards Cracky. Or maybe it's a premonition. Michigan is playing Northwestern at Wrigley Field tomorrow. The Wildcats have lost two in a row. One to USC, the other one to Nebraska. Michigan, on the other hand, they're looking at the schedule, thinking they have a couple of cakewalks until the Buckeyes come a-calling. But tomorrow at Wrigley, something's cooking. Can you smell it? It's a combination of old piss from the Cubs season and a trap game. Not only does Northwestern cover the 10.5, they outright win. Let's go. Big one in hillbilly land. Oklahoma at Alabama. Outside of the Buckeyes, I think Alabama's playing the best football in the country, but this is a must-win for the Sooners. If they lose this game, that gives them three losses. And even though we talk about a potential three-loss team making the 12-team playoff, if it happens, it's not going to be Oklahoma. They'll be playing desperate. They'll have their hair on fire. John Mateer is going to go in there and give it everything he's got, and it's not going to matter. Alabama wins and covers the 5.5. And if you thought my Northwestern upset over Michigan was too cuckoo, get a load of this. Who's going to win the ACC? 8-1 Georgia Tech is right there at the top. Who's at the bottom? 1-9 Boston College. Bill O'Brien's getting in fights with the local media in Boston. It's not a pretty scene. Tech is coming off a big loss on the road at NC State, a team they had no business losing to. And guess what? They're going to do it again. The only victory BC has this season is week one against Fordham. But I say they shock the world and win outright tomorrow against Georgia Tech. The ACC is in full chaos. Throw all of that into the sports book of your choice. $10 wins you 1,400 smacks.
I didn't pin you as a women's soccer fan.
Oh,
I
love the women's soccer.
Do you? You just watch it every day.
I love my gal Katie.
You know, I went to high school with Kristen Press. Do you know who that is? This is testing if you really are a women's soccer fan.
I don't know Kristen
Press. Yeah, then you're fake. She's one of the best. I went to high school with her. Fun fact.
I only really know you if you're Mia Hamm or you're dating one of my friends, which is the case here.
All right, fair enough. Teddy, at least you're honest.
Are you ready for your pizzazz, Teddy?
I'm just finalizing it here. I think I have it. Are you ready?
Thanks for doing some actual work today, Teddy.
I did it in the last couple minutes, so I'm sure it'll hit. Right? Because I had to get 10 legs in here, right? It's a 10-leg parlay.
You don't have to get 10 legs.
No, I do, personally. I just like the 10 legs. All right. First off, tonight, I'm taking Louisville. I think they'll get the job done against Clemson. We also have Minnesota. They're taking on Oregon tonight. Oregon's going to win the game, but I think Minnesota's going to take the 25.5. Take the 25.5. So I'm not going to say they're going to keep it close, but it'll be under 25.5. All right. Northwestern and Michigan. You mentioned this game, and I think Northwestern's going to...
No.
I don't think they're going to win the game, but I'm going to take the 10 points with Northwestern. So there you go.
They cover that, but they don't win.
No, Northwestern's not
going to win. I took the money line on that.
Yeah. And the Indiana's taking, they're hosting Wisconsin. I think Indiana's just out there now. They're trying to put up lots of points, right? And I think they're going to cover that 28.5 point
Wisconsin
spread.
Wisconsin won last week. That was their, we're back
exactly
for 2 seconds, and now they crap their pants
again. That was it. And another, the big game here this week, Iowa at USC in the Big Ten. Iowa's getting 6.5. I think, Nicole's USC team, I think they'll win this game. But Iowa's that team that keeps everything close, and so take that 6.5. Jackets are hosting the Rangers tomorrow night. Don't even worry about this one. Just take the Jackets. Trust me. All right, Arizona, they're going down to Cincinnati, down to Nippert Stadium, taking on the Bearcats. Take the Bearcats, Theo. That's at noon tomorrow. Early start for Arizona. They'll be sleeping. Cincinnati's the better team anyway. And then we got the two big games in the SEC you're talking about. I'm just going to go with the home teams, Alabama and Georgia. I don't want to do that, but yeah, Nicole, your Georgia team.
How many teams
the
you
dogs.
Got, Nicole?
I'm a dog at heart. Oh, USC okay. really isn't my team. I went to school there for 1 year.
That doesn't matter. Okay. And then lastly on here, my 10th one, we got the, I think this is, the Sunday night game, Lions at the Eagles. I'm going to take the Lions in that. Screw the Eagles, take the Lions, and this is going to give you, put $10 on this, it's going to win you $3,000.
Pretty good, Teddy.
There you go.
I like it.
There you go.
All right, so you went to Georgia. You root for Georgia.
Yeah, go Dogs, baby.
You're from Los Angeles. You also went to USC for a year, so you root for them.
For grad school, yes.
For grad school, what uppity.
I'm just saying, it's not like I transferred from Georgia.
Who else you root for? UCLA?
No, UCLA?
UCLA.
UCLA. No, absolutely not.
By the way, a little fun fact about that USC-Iowa game. Weirdly, it's on Big Ten Network. Because on paper, it's the best game in the conference.
Yeah, it is.
But it's on Big Ten Network at 3:30. And, we had that weather in Iowa last week where they had that sloppy game against Oregon. It's supposed to rain 4 inches in L.A. tomorrow.
Yeah, my mom said it was raining a lot.
And Iowa brought their crappy, so they're going to play in another rain game, but it's out in L.A.
But they're ready for it. Iowa's spicy. They're a spicy team.
No, they're not. They're crap.
You're crap.
What are you? Are you offended that I don't like Iowa?
No, I'm just saying the Hawkeyes have some spice.
What happens when it rains a lot in L.A.?
When it rains,
we got mudslides and stuff.
People don't know how to drive when it rains in L.A. I'm telling you, when it's sprinkling, people are like, "Oh my gosh, I can't go outside."
That was
tonight.
when I was driving in Vegas when it was raining on the highway.
Yeah.
First of all, the pavement's not the same.
No, it's not.
It doesn't soak up the moisture the way that ours does. So it just sort of sits there, and it's almost like black ice on there.
Okay, that's a little dramatic. It's
but it's slipperier.
It is.
Is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I was just, driving the normal speed limit, and people are looking at me saying, "What are you doing? You're crazy."
No, I'm telling you, people act like it's snowing when it's raining in L.A. because it never really happens. People don't know how to drive in it. It's a problem.
You got the mudslides.
Yeah, you do.
You got burn scars, right? And then it rains on the burn scars, and that's bad.
Yeah.
It's all bad. Why do we even have it?
It's all bad.
Because if it's dry, it's on fire. If it's wet, it's flooded.
Yeah.
Ground shaky, fallen ocean.
I will say, I've been in a lot of earthquakes growing up. And people, when I went to Georgia and people, when I said that to people, they were like, "What?
I've never felt
What's
one.
An earthquake? You've never been in an earthquake?
No, never felt one.
So you didn't have earthquake drills in school growing up?
No.
See, that's wild to me that you've never had an
never
earthquake
Never had
drill.
Earthquake
Nope.
Drills.
I've probably been in 10 to 12. Minor. I'm not saying they're aggressive, but...
Well, I know you didn't fall into the crust or the mantle.
You don't know.
You clawed your way out.
I made it.
No, we had fire drills. We had
tornado drills.
We did. We had tornado drills.
We had
tornado drills. Now, sadly, my daughter's in third grade. They don't call them this, but they have active shooter drills.
We had those.
We didn't have that, but now they have that now.
Did you have the nuclear bomb?
No, we didn't have the nuclear bomb, but back in the day.
Yeah, we did.
That was going to keep you safe.
Put your book over your head.
The bomb explodes. You're under your desk with your math book.
That's right.
You're going to live. All right. You want to talk about Buckeyes and UCLA coming up next?
Yeah.
All right. I was going to say big game, but it's not.
It's a game. What is it, 35 spread?
That we'll talk about coming up next with Nicole Sheeran from 10TV. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns Backers.
We've got an accident that's in the right lane on eastbound 670 at Neal Avenue. Police are on scene causing stop-and-go traffic from 315. And watch out for another accident that's on the left shoulder of northbound 270 on that eastbounder belt at 33. This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market. Fresh Time Market, where quality meets savings every day. From delicious meat and seafood to fresh produce and well-being essentials, you'll get big flavor without the big price tag. Fresh Time Market, healthy living for less. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Can't get enough of your favorite fan content? Good news, we're on all the digitals. Follow 971 The Fan on X, Facebook, YouTube, The Talk, and Gram. Your digital home for endless shenanigans. The Fan.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
And weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Hey there, Central Ohio. I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Michael Behrens. We're looking at quiet weather tonight. Temperatures down in the upper 40s with mostly to partly cloudy skies and a stray sprinkle or two possible. As we head into Saturday, cloudy skies and sprinkles remain possible. We'll see a chance for a light shower through the late afternoon into the evening. Shouldn't cause major impacts to football games like the Buckeyes out there, but overall expect a mild forecast with temperatures in the 60s. That's your latest 10 Weather Impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Behrens on 97.1 The Fan.
The ESPN Bet Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook of Common Man and Timmy. Weekdays at 3, The Fan.
Panama Ted is being forced to produce this show against his will. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Oh, let me tell you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. You love it when I do this, don't you, Nicole?
This is my favorite part.
I love it, too. And I want to talk to you about low testosterone. Did you know that when men get into their early 30s, they start to lose 2 to 3% of their testosterone production every single year.
Wow.
And there's no magic bean that's going to fix that.
Mm.
There's no Instagram ad that you're fed, right?
I don't know.
Big-breasted women on Instagram selling you things. That's not going to do anything. You need to go see my friends, the professionals, that deal with this every single day. They're going to test you. I went in there. They tested me. I was negative. I had negative testosterone. They said I was a woman.
That checks out, though.
But got the little shot in my ace.
Hey.
And now I'm rolling and dancing in the woods with the killer clowns or something. Like Adam King said, there's killer clowns in the woods.
No, so Gold, there's not.
Actually. He said there was scary clowns.
I've been in the woods. There's not.
Oh, you know what? I want to talk about
that. We need to talk about that.
You are weird. Anyway. Call my friends at Tri-State Men's Health, 800-900-9654, or visit tristatemenshealth.com. Promo code Nicole is weird. How many days did you spend in the wilderness?
So let me break it down for you. I was in the wilderness for 23 days.
That is nuts.
Backpacking in the wilderness with a group of people from my high school. 4 of those days, I was by myself solo in the wilderness where the guide says, Nicole, we're going to plop you right here. You get a block of cheese and a stick of salami. Figure it out.
And you said to me, like, well, this was high school. We did
It was stuff senior in high school. Year of high school.
Who the hell does that in high school? What type of weird-ass cult school did you go to?
So,
the Ted Kaczynski Unabomber School?
No, I went to a private school in L.A., but technically this was an optional trip, but everybody did it. Like, you were a weirdo if you didn't go, because when we came back,
I would have been
the whole school celebrated, and it was this big thing, and all our families were there, and everybody who went had FOMO. So if you didn't go, you were weird. Like, it was, you needed to go. But the craziest part was, I thought you weren't allowed to have a phone, no music, none of that. We didn't have watches. I had no clue what time it was. Like, the moon was out, and I was like, am I supposed to go to bed now?
What if you die?
Well, we're all within a 2-mile radius, and we have whistles. So we're supposed to blow the whistle.
So when the cougar jumps on you,
you go, and you hope that someone comes
to the
rescue.
Someone from 2 miles away will come just at the end to see the cougar eating your carcass.
Exactly. All right. Exactly. But I thought it was a smart idea to bring a horror book to read for the 4 days I was by myself. That was an awful idea. Yes, my dad gave it to me. He said, oh, take this book. It'll be good past the days. It's a scary book.
They're eating each other in the Andes.
Yes, it was a terrifying book. I don't know why I did that. And then the guide would come around every day, check on everybody one time. And you would build a rock structure. He'd knock it down. And if we built it back up, that meant we were okay. Okay? He said one time I was so into cleaning my nails that I didn't even see him walk by, because I was like so into, I don't know, I like did weird shit or weird stuff. Weird stuff.
Teddy, do me a favor for broadcasting girl over there. Hit the dump button, please. What's the matter with you?
I'm sorry.
Who are you, Jen Winters?
No, I love Jen.
All right, go ahead. Continue your story.
I did some weird stuff.
Thank you.
Like, I put together a ab workout circuit. I washed my hair in the stream. I was weaving baskets for other people in my group.
This is insane.
You would not have lasted a day.
I bet you smelled really good, too.
Oh, yeah. My mom said I looked like I had a tan when really all of it was dirt.
I can't believe this is just something you did.
Yeah.
Like, my field trips at school, like, we're going to the zoo. We'll go to the museum, maybe.
Boring.
You're going out in the wilderness for 21 days.
Yes. Well, 23. Four of those were by ourselves.
That's nuts.
Yeah. I'd do it again in a heartbeat.
So did you learn, like, survival techniques? Like, if you and I were in the woods together, and let's say a black mamba bit my inner thigh, could you suck the venom out of my inner thigh?
No, the biggest thing I could do is probably build a fire and cook us something and filter our water. We had to get water from the stream. I'd put the water in the pot. Heat it up. Make sure
called boil.
Thank you. That's the word I was looking for.
Boil the water. Yeah, Bear Grylls.
Boil the water, and then
you heat the water up.
You pour it in your water bottle, and then it's filtered.
Mm-hmm.
But then you put this nasty iodine pill in it that makes your water yellow. It's really gross.
Why do you put the iodine pill?
Because it filters it even more. I was one of those girls.
Just like the pioneers had iodine pill.
Exactly. I was just a little concerned. I will say I had a friend though who a rattlesnake came over to her camp, and she blew the whistle. And it took the guy too long to get there.
And she's dead?
No, she's okay. The snake, though, was just chilling on a tree, and she was freaking out. I mean, she could have, like, snakes aren't like bears. Like, she could have walked over there, and it's fine. But she was complaining about how long it took for them to get to her. Yeah. I lost so much weight that trip, though. We were hiking 20 miles a day.
Mono was the best diet
it
ever.
It was so great.
Any other swear words you want to throw out there?
No, I'm really sorry. I didn't finish the word.
I take it. You did. You finished it.
Did
pretty
I?
Pretty good.
Oh.
I take it as a compliment.
I'm sorry.
I make you feel so comfortable.
You do.
That you forget that you're even on the radio.
Well, sometimes when I get to telling a story, I get really into it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I'll tell you what.
Teddy,
UCLA
did you do that? Did you do what you do?
Suck.
Yeah, I did the dump.
You did. I don't know what that means.
I did the dumped. Yeah.
What does that mean?
We have a 16-second delay.
We're on a delay.
Oh, thank goodness.
So we can go back in time. Now, the people in the YouTube chat on the podcast, they get to hear the full Monty.
Oh, that's good.
It just dumps the over the air.
It wasn't a bad word. It was just SH.
Yeah, that's not a bad word.
We've had, I talked about Hitler's micropenis earlier.
That's much worse.
Well, yeah. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Buckeyes at UCLA. Tomorrow night, 7:30. Yes. This is a, 30-point spread?
It's 32.5.
32.5-point spread. You know, we talk about trap game. There's no trap game now. This is, you take care of business.
Yep.
Whether you cover the spread or not is irrelevant, but you know, Ryan Day has to find a way to keep his guys motivated
right
out there. Do you think that they go out there and dominate?
Yeah, I do.
So they cover
Listen, UCLA and Rutgers have two of the worst rushing defenses in the country, and they are playing them back-to-back weekends. I think this run game is finally going to pop off.
I hope you're right.
I hope so, too. Because
if not against these two teams, then when?
Exactly. And you need a good run game to plow through the postseason and hopefully get to Miami. But I think...
Do we know who the number one guy is yet? Is it Bo Jackson?
Oh, for running back? Well, here's the thing. Yes, I would say it's Bo Jackson, but I really see the way they're using these running backs is very obvious to me. When they're in the red zone, they're using C.J. Donaldson to punch it in. Right. That's obvious. Bo Jackson's the guy who's going to... He is going to get one. I mean, he almost had it,
He had one. And it was
called back.
BS penalty.
It was. I actually asked him about that on Wednesday, and he said he and Jeremiah joke about it. Jeremiah felt really bad about it, but... He's going to get one of those, and he reminds me of Quinshon Judkins from last year, where he's going to get the extra yardage. He's going to move the chains down the field, but CJ's used as the guy who's just going to punch it in for the score. So I wouldn't say that Bo's one, CJ's two. I think they're used in very obvious different ways. But yeah, if you want to pick one, yeah, I'd go with Bo Jackson for one.
Do you think that the absence of, I want to say the absence of a run game, that's not good. The type of run game that we're used to at Ohio State is more to do with, you know, guys at that position just not sort of stepping up and claiming their spot, or the offensive line having problems, specifically at the right side of that offensive line.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you have a team last year that had the best 1-2 punch in the country, you get a little spoiled where you go from...
And they can make up for a lot of deficiencies,
exactly,
too.
Exactly. And they're... game difference makers. I mean, they weren't just...
So Travion Henderson last night scored three touchdowns.
Yeah, he's killing it in the NFL, which I love to see. But no, it's one of those things where I think everybody got a little spoiled with Trey and Quinshon, and the way that this running back room was working this year is very different. I mean, you've got four guys who are getting touches every single game with James Peoples, Isaiah, Bo, and CJ. Buckeye fans aren't used to that. And I think that's why there's this complaint of when is the run game finally going to get going. But listen, when you got... the receivers that you have out there, they haven't been in a situation where they really have to rely on that.
No,
run
I
game.
Know, but when you're playing a schedule like this, and you're nitpick, that's what
no,
we do.
For sure.
We're used
of course.
To doing that, so you
of
want
course.
Everything to be clicking at all times. In
yeah.
reality, that's not sustainable.
No, it's not. But that's why I really do think that with UCLA and Rutgers, we could really see this run game explode, because those two teams have terrible rushing defenses.
Are you going out there tomorrow night?
I will be there.
Rainy.
Is it going to rain?
Yes, rain the forecast.
Well, I have to leave at halftime because I have to come back to the station to anchor. So I won't be there for the
You
whole
are
game.
A woman of many. Will you be dropping any inappropriate words at the anchor
Stop.
Desk or just on this show?
Don't say that. I really didn't mean to do that. It just came out when I was telling the story.
I'm never going to let you forget it.
Okay.
You know that.
Am I in trouble?
No, you're not in trouble. You're with me.
Yeah, great. Great.
You got red
no,
solo cups. You're
I have
with
a
me.
Filter on TV. I don't tell stories like this on television.
All right, can I tell you something?
Yes.
That's the least embarrassing thing, because coming up next, we have final walkthrough, and we're going to talk about butt chugging.
Yeah.
So that's 2 minutes from now. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're going to hit a 15-minute delay due to an accident that's blocking the left lane on southbound 71 on the north side after 11th Avenue. Expect it to move slow from North Broadway. We also have an accident that's causing some delay on Champion Avenue at Thurman Avenue. This report is sponsored by rrfoundationspecialist.com. Wet basement? Call R&R Foundation Specialist. From cracked foundations to clogged drains, water damage can sneak in from anywhere. No hidden fees, no sloppy work. Just honest, expert waterproofing. Protect your home from water damage. Visit rrfoundationspecialist.com today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
This show cuts harder than a Cape Cod chip inside Timmy's mouth. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Timmy's off today. Potty mouth Nicole Sheeran is here with me for the final hour of the show.
I didn't mean it.
I know you didn't mean it, but I'm not going to let you forget it.
I know, and I'm upset about that.
I want to point out that we've had, you know, Jen Winters is coming here. She's dropped the F-bomb.
She has?
Mm-hmm.
I love Jen.
She dropped the F-bomb. Scotty Vegas was in here. He dropped an A-hole on us.
Okay.
And then you dropped the S-H today.
I really am mad at myself for that. I did not mean to. I just got really into the story.
Now, again, I don't have any rules.
Oh, I know that.
The government does.
I'm aware, and
over
that's,
the
why,
airwaves.
That's
now on,
why Ted is our guy.
On YouTube and the podcast, doesn't matter. You can just F-F-F all day long.
Well, I'm a good, clean girl.
You are filthy.
No!
I asked you earlier today, what do you want to talk about today? The first thing you said was butt chugging.
You are spinning this in a way that it did not happen.
Well, go ahead. Tell me what it is.
What butt chugging is?
You're going to have no career after this show today.
Stop!
None! You're done!
I am not talking about this.
You're done.
I'm not talking
all right,
about
how
this.
How would you describe it? Let's pretend no. I'm in fifth grade and you're trying to really simply tell me about what butt chugging is.
Hi, Mikey.
You don't have to talk to me like that. You're not in fifth grade.
Okay. That, do you know, I don't even know where to start. Do you know what an enema is?
Yes, I'm aware of
imagine
what an enema
that,
is.
Imagine that, but instead of water or whatever solution is used, it's alcohol.
And why would one do this?
Because apparently, now, I would like to say, I have never done this in my life, nor do I know anyone who has done this.
The butt chugging.
Correct.
Okay.
I'm just going to let you say the word. That's good.
Okay.
But
if you want, you can say butt stuff.
That's even worse. But it's supposed to be a quicker way to get intoxicated.
Because it bypasses.
Sorry, you're in fifth grade. It's supposed to be a faster way to get drunk.
I don't know what intoxicated means in fifth
I don't know.
Grade.
That's kind of a long word. You know?
I think that.
What does that mean? Yeah, apparently it's a way for it to happen quicker, and apparently it's one of the leading causes of death in college kids.
Yeah, don't do that. Stop
it. No, it's really dangerous.
Don't do that.
No.
It reminds me of Stevie Nicks. Did I ever tell you about Stevie Nicks?
You did.
Stevie Nicks from Fleetwood Mac had a little problem with the cocaine, as a lot of musicians do.
Yes.
And she screwed up her nose to the point where she could not snort the coke anymore. But she didn't want to stop the coke.
Right.
Coke's good.
Mm.
To her.
To her.
Bad to me.
Me too.
She wanted to shoot it up like some losers, smoke crack. She's not going to do that.
No.
So instead, she had her assistant put a straw in her BH and feed her the cocaine that way.
That
cocaine enema.
That assistant, I mean, who is this assistant? Because
Stevie,
she deserves
a job. It's Stevie Nicks.
Is that what she signed up for? I think she maybe signed up to plan her meet and greets and what she's wearing
what
the next
obsessed?
Day.
Who is the one celebrity out there that you would just flip out totally to meet? Like, they're in front of you and he's, oh my God, I can't believe it.
I kind of felt that way with Matthew McConaughey for a second. I'm not going to lie.
Really?
Yeah, I love him.
And of course, you met him. He was at the Texas game.
I did. I think I blacked out. I was pretty starstruck the entire time.
Now, what if he turned to you in his Matthew McConaughey drawl and said, all right, Nicole.
Your Southern accent is terrible.
I know we just met, but do me a favor. Funnel some cocaine into my butt.
I'd say absolutely not.
I'm at the Quality Inn right around the corner over here. Yeah,
I have some experience.
I'm
going to
take my
Inn.
Shoes off at the Continental Breakfast. Do me a favor.
Get some toe jam.
Put some cocaine in my BH. You'd say, yes, sir, Mr. McConaughey.
Any
anything for you.
I did it.
Would you do that for anyone?
No.
No? You hesitated.
Maybe Gabby Thomas.
Gabby Thomas?
The Olympian.
Why? That's so specific.
She's a goddess.
I mean, she is a goddess.
Yes. She's okay. She's runs like the wind.
Run like the wind.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Okay. I actually, when you were asking about the celebrity thing, I think I'd be pretty starstruck if Rihanna walked through the door right now. Under my umbrella. I just start singing. What's wrong with our girl Riri?
Nothing.
I love her.
Hey, Timmy's not here, but that is not stopping Timmy from doing a final walkthrough. Of course, it's the UCLA game, and the final walkthrough is brought to you by Roosters. They're giving away 12 Ultimate Buckeye experiences, tickets, sideline passes, trips to a first-round postseason game, and more. Register today and every day at roosterswings.com. Take it away, Timmy.
It is time for the final walkthrough, Week 12 UCLA edition. Here we go.
What up, bitches?
Oh, my goodness. I'm not even here right now. Why? You know why. And it's over. Because yesterday I let a urologist get his Edward Scissorhands on.
How can you have a handle like a scissor, huh?
Well, he went south of the border and made damn sure there are going to be no more little Timmies running around in this world.
Tim! No, Tim!
No, it's done. Consider myself chopped.
Because you can see the balls right there.
Wrong Gen Z term for that, but it actually works for both. I'm in good shape. I had an expert staff and a seasoned doctor doing the procedure.
He gets his hands on a lot of balls.
So now it's done for me. I'm spermless. I'm ballless.
Brainless, f***less, hopeless, heartless.
All those things. And I'm in a hell of a lot of pain.
Hallelujah. Holy s***. Where's the Tylenol?
There isn't enough Tylenol in the world right now, so I'll be kicking back on Saturday, watching from the comfort of my sectional couch, gobbling up the chaise spot because I deserve it, wearing specialized compression shorts because they gotta be high and tight right now.
My boys need a house.
While I look for any way to keep those puppies as cold as a York Peppermint Patty commercial. Let's go to the football part of this. It's the final walkthrough, for God's sakes!
For God's sakes!
Number one ranked Ohio State, 9-0, takes on 3-6 unranked UCLA, who's at an even 3-3 in the Big Ten. It's the second team Ohio State has faced this season who has already fired their coach. Buckeyes are also shooting for their 12th double-digit win season in a row, minus the pandemic year. And for the second straight week, the Buckeyes are an impressive 30.5-point favorite over their opponent. Going into last season in 2024, Nico Iamaleava was one of the hottest quarterbacks in college football. But then, he and Tennessee and his shirtless buddies came into the Shoe, caught their whooping, got his helmet cracked and wound up in football purgatory out in Westwood. Nico is fine. He can throw it all right. He's a good rusher, a good quarterback, but
he's not even nutted like I am.
Look, he's thrown for 1,659 yards, 12 touchdowns, 7 picks, run it for almost 500 yards and 4 touchdowns. Linebacker's got to be ready for the quarterback run in this one. In fact, for the interim UCLA head coach part, here's Tim Skipper. Aye, aye, Skipper, talking about Nico's ability to run it.
Nico's the first, like, tall, skinny dude that I know that, like, will lower the pads on you and is not afraid. He's going to always be going forward and getting yards and things like that. I mean, he's got little skinny legs and little skinny arms, but has no fear at all.
Oh, my God, though. If Caden McDonald and Sonny Styles and Arvell Reese get their licks on him, it's going to be a fun time. Sorry. Speaking of Arvell Reese, I saw some people online starting to get sad as they come to grips with how we're getting just 1 year of him as a starting linebacker. But enjoy it. Let's win, damn it. Ryan Day spoke about Reese this week as he was asked if he's ever coached a guy as versatile as him.
I'm trying to think if there's been somebody I've been around that has that type of a skill set, as talented as Arvell. Probably not. I mean, and Sonny's right there, too. Both of those guys have that ability and that versatility. And yeah, I'd have to go back and think, but, you know, they're right there at the top.
Here's an area where Ohio State can get after it. Even though Bo Jackson's long touchdown run got called back, the Buckeyes stayed committed in that area, got some nice things done. UCLA is giving up 191 rushing yards per game, 122nd in the country. That sucks.
And Lander sucks.
So run the ball and run it well.
Here's your answer.
Establish that run, then let Julian throw for yet another 300-yard game, preferably with 3 touchdown passes to go with it. It's another Saturday and another opportunity to enjoy these guys and Jeremiah Smith play football. Ain't that right, Nicole?
What?
Yes, what? Damn straight. So we got a nice game under the lights at the Shoe, 7:30 kickoff. That means we're bringing you live and local coverage pretty much all damn day starting at noon. It means that into the wee hours of the morning, you'll get our guy Beam and our guy Michael Bennett filling in for Jay-Z. Have a good one. Me and my balls are doing just fine, Clark.
And I hope to see you out there.
I was not expecting that.
That all is right. Timmy with the final walkthrough. Even the testicle surgery could not keep him from doing that this week. That is brought to you by our friends at Roosters. Coming up next, we have Backpage, and we are going to celebrate a big anniversary here at the radio station.
We are?
Huge anniversary. Yes, big anniversary.
What's happening?
I'm gonna tell you.
That's called a tease.
Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy with Nicole Sheridan for Timmy here on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got a 10-minute slowdown on southbound 315 between Olentangy River Road and Town Street. And watch out for an accident that's on the left shoulder of northbound 71 on the north side after 161, causing traffic to slow down. This report is sponsored by Compassion International. Compassion sponsorship means food, healthcare, education, and most of all, being known, loved, and protected. There are thousands of kids waiting over a year. End their wait. Sponsor a child with compassion today. Text the word radio to 83393. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Says he and Jenny went together like peas and carrots.
I gotta pay.
Well, the Buckeyes are the number one team in the country, and The Fan is the number one sports station in the country. Peas and carrots, baby. Your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Already started your tailgate? Us too. It's Football Friday.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. Timmy's out today. Nicole Sheeran is with me for the final hour today. Woo-hoo! And then where are you going tonight? You going to high school football tonight?
I will be at Olentangy Orange, Olentangy Berlin tonight. No, not Berlin. Liberty. I'm so sorry. What?
Nothing. Try not to get killed.
I won't. I'm going to be with a photographer tonight.
Okay, good.
It's going to be great. I'll be with my buddy Carl.
Carl?
Carl!
Is he a good guy?
He's a great guy.
You know what I like to call him?
Carl!
Hot Carl.
Oh, I don't call him that.
Okay. Hey, Teddy. You know Carl?
Hot Carl?
Hot Carl.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I know him.
Is this a thing?
He's a good guy.
Okay.
You want to tell people about the practical jokes you played on me today where I poked myself in
that
the eye?
That was hilarious. Okay, y'all. For the people listening, I'm going to try to describe this to you so you can envision it. So I went up to Mike and I said, Mike, did you know that if your hand is bigger than your face, you're more prone to cancer? And he goes, well, what do you mean? And he's putting his hand near his face.
That's like Dom.
And he goes,
hey, what
oh,
do you mean?
Oh, what do you mean? And he put his hand close to his face and I slapped it and hit him in the face. And it was hilarious.
Yeah, and I poked myself in the eye.
That was so your fault, though. You fell
for
that.
I'm sorry. I wasn't ready for
you're
shenanigans.
You're so gullible.
I thought we were having a nice little conversation.
No. When are we ever just having a nice little conversation?
Fair enough.
If you look up the
any
word,
other curse words you want to throw out during this segment?
Mike.
Just wondering.
Stop. I'm really upset about it.
You know what? We have a very important anniversary coming up
on
Monday. On Monday will be 40 years for Skip Mossick at this radio station.
That's a lot.
40 years. Now, Dom Tiberi's been here for 44 years.
Yep. You've been here for 20?
22.
Two. I was close.
I'm half of Dom.
Yeah.
Literally. I'm half the man I used to be. But I thought we would celebrate some Skip Mossick today. You know, Skip and Dom used to host a show together.
Yeah, they did.
Mm-hmm.
They did.
I have some clips of that.
Oh, play it.
Have you not heard?
No.
Dom on the radio before as a young man?
No.
Back when he was sowing his wild oats?
Hey, welcome to Sports Radio. Good morning.
Hello, Randy. Randy? We hear Randy. You breathing, Randy.
Mm-hmm. This is an obscene.
It is like
Randy. Squeeze one more in for you. Head to traffic. Scott, you're next on Sports Radio. Good morning.
Hello, Scott.
I've heard that noise before.
I've heard it. That means he's no longer there.
That's what sports radio used to be, my friends.
That is great content.
First of all, just nondescript, and you say, welcome to sports radio. And then you take calls, and no one's there.
And it's just breathing.
What is this one? I think this is a promo they did for Skip in the Morning.
Every morning, more and more Columbus radios are being turned down the dial to 1460 WVNS. Why? News every 15 minutes. Traffic and weather every 10. 2020 Sports, The Osgood File, John Madden Sports Quiz, The Sports Flashback, Cooper Comments, The Randy Air Show, Sports Trivia, The Inside Sports Magazine, Health News, Business News, and more. Skip Mossick in the Morning, weekdays on 1460 WBNS.
I like how one of the sound effects they had early in that was a toilet flushing.
Perfect.
Yeah, we need some sounds for the morning. What do people do? They get up and they take a piss. That's what they do.
And the teeth brushing, too. I love it. It's great.
40 years for Skipper. Congratulations, my friend.
Woo-hoo!
Skip Mossick, WBNS, AM.
Have you ever listened to AM radio in your life?
No, I don't, unless I'm in the car with my dad and he had it on for some reason. I didn't listen to AM radio. Well, I don't think this is considered AM radio. I used to listen to Ryan's Roses going to school every day growing up. Do you know what that is?
AM radio.
I know, but do you know what that is?
It's Seacrest.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
It was savage.
You know, it's all fake, right?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Do you want to just crush my childhood?
I'm just
dreams?
Saying that was all manufactured.
How do you know? Were you a part of it?
I you know what? I'm a magician. I can tell.
Wait, are you serious?
I do this for a living.
I don't even know what to say
so
right now.
So describe the segment for people.
Okay, so Ryan's Roses is if a girl or a guy, vice versa, thought their significant other was cheating on them, they would call this rose company and the rose company would call the person and be like, hey, you just won a free dozen roses. Who would you like to send them to? And the guy's like, what? Okay. Yeah, I'll send them to Stacy. Now, most of the time, Stacy was not the girl that the guy was dating. And the whole time, the girlfriend is on the other line listening to this entire conversation.
Yeah.
And the guy says, I'll send him to Stacy and say, I've loved, well, I've gotten to know each other. Love,
I
Chad.
I enjoyed porking last night. Love, Chad.
Love, Chad. And then the girl comes in. She's like, Chad, how could you do this to me? I heard the whole thing. Nah, nah, nah. And then they have this intervention. It's great radio. But apparently, it's all fake.
It's not real.
I don't believe you.
I'm sorry to dash your dreams.
We would listen to it every morning on the way to school.
I'm sure you did. No.
I'm really upset.
Real.
I just still don't know how you know that, but whatever.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Hey, Teddy's here.
Hey.
He's going to do a little back page for us. What do you got? A little Mussolini micropenis?
That's right. No, I found something a little bit more family oriented. I'm sure you guys have all seen the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving shows that they do. The same one it plays over every year, right? Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, like the Christmas one. They have the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown. Well, Apple bought them a few years ago, and that's the only place you can see these now. Mm-hmm. They're not on CBS or ABC. You know, they can't show them anymore, so they're behind a paywall. Well, this weekend on Apple, they've opened it up, so you do have to have an account, but you don't have to pay for anything. They'll be available Saturday and Sunday. You log in to Apple, and you can watch the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving this weekend.
That's nice.
So, yeah.
Are they going to do the same thing for the Christmas one, maybe next month?
I would hope so. They haven't said anything about it yet.
Next month. I want it now.
I want it now.
I want it now.
Well, but if you sign up, if you have Apple Plus, you can watch all of them any time of the year.
Are you, so you're telling me that I can watch soccer now and I can watch Charlie Brown all in one place?
That's right. And there's no $99 that you have to sign on to. You can watch the F1 races next year as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's part of that package.
I don't pin you as the kind. Are you an F1 guy?
I do. I enjoy the F1.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I like it.
I didn't know that about you.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, just learning new things about you every day, Mikey.
Hey, have fun at your high school football.
Thank you so much.
And you're going to be on the news tonight?
I am. I will be doing a package. I'll be reporting from Olentangy Orange tonight. A recap of the game.
11
o'clock. You'll hear from the winning coach. Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll see who it is. Is it the reigning state champs? Or is it number one Olentangy Orange?
That's what we call a tease.
That
and of
is.
Course, Buckeye programming tomorrow pretty much all day, but the kick 7:30 against UCLA. And then I'm back here on Monday with a freshly sacked Timmy Hall. Talk to you then. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic is slowing down due to an accident. That's on West Mound Street at Central Avenue. We also have a slowdown on southbound 270 on the west outer belt from Cemetery Road to I-70, about a five-minute delay. This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market. Fresh Time Market, where quality meets savings every day. From delicious meat and seafood to fresh produce and well-being essentials, you'll get big flavor without the big price tag. Fresh Time Market, healthy living for less. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.